Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we have a very important broadcast transmission today. A lot of just amazingly huge things are developing and unfolding worldwide right now. And, of course, none of that's really on the news. It's all Michael Jackson coverage at the Staples Centers in Los Angeles. They're just covering every facet of the black limousines and Bentleys. And his father is smiling and looking like Dr. Faust. It is certainly a spectacle. But I'm sorry, if you tuned in for Michael Jackson coverage, you are not going to get it here today. Though I am going to talk about the pathetic spectacle, an example of controlled media hype being used as a distraction and as a diversion. So that is coming up in the next segment. But here is some of what I will be covering today. Bill gives Attorney General power to designate gun owners, tax protesters, and terrorists. So, period. And you won't be able to own a firearm if he says he's putting you on the secret list. Senate blocks bill to audit the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve as government prepares for second round of looting. Second stimulus package giving the Federal Reserve unlimited power over the entire economy. Police fear right-wing terror attacks. Same thing in England. They say secret right-wing groups that are against European Union membership for England. See, 80-plus percent of the Brits are against entering it, so the government's just going to stage terror attacks and say, look, you're a terrorist if you're against the EU dictatorship. Oh, well, then we better be for it. Yes, if you're against it, we have to arrest you because that's terrorism. It's very, very simple. They bomb things, or they engage in mass shootings and then blame it on their opposition. It's very elementary. By the way, out of gun news today, welcome to Shreveport. Your rights are now suspended. And the mayor's saying no Second Amendment in the town, and he's confiscating the firearms. And if you have a pro-Second Amendment bumper sticker, you are arrested and basically taken to jail. So we'll go over that. Obama offers Russian youth a vision of a, quote, reset world or a new world order. So we'll be breaking that report down. Also, Pentagon preps soldiers for new telepathy push. They're now going to bring in the Harry Potter magical thinking type. See, the atheists really aren't atheists at the top. There are real atheists at the low-down level, at the grassroots level. But when you get into the big institutions pushing atheism, and actually you find out they're all occultists, all a bunch of Harry Potters with little curled wands, you know, dressed up, running around in the cabbage patch in the middle of the night, feeling extremely powerful. And hey, they must be getting power from it. They're putting sodium fluoride in all our water to brain damage us. It's all a big joke. I mean, that is power. They shoot your kids up, and your kids die in mass of cancer, and you can't even tell what's going on. I guess you are under some type of Harry Potter spell here. But Pentagon preps soldiers for telepathy push. I ought to get General Stubblebine back on. He headed up the Army's program into all of this. Of course, didn't stop John Ronson from writing a book about it, making fun of it. NSA to spend $1.8 billion on new data center. Now, that's not the new NSA snooping center to read all your emails down in San Antonio and to, quote, wage war on alternative media in the U.S. Yeah, Pentagon waging war publicly, illegally against the American people. Of course, physically with NORTHCOM and Homeland Brigades. This is a separate new NSA metastasization, $1.8 billion facility. And this is being built in Fort Williams, Utah, to engage in the end of the Fourth Amendment. So we'll break that all down a lot more and cover the Michael Jackson extravaganza as Rome burns, as everything collapses into the mouth of the New World Order. Doesn't matter. We can watch Michael Jackson. What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let me tell you about the jam-packed lineup of guests we have today. On this July 7th, this Tuesday, July 7th, 2009 edition, we have Mike Rivero, fellow Genesis radio host and news reporter, joining us from whatreallyhappened.com. We then have Dr. Francis Boyle, who's written some of the U.S. chemical and biological weapons treaties, to give us his take on the geopolitical stakes right now, and in hindsight, what he has to say now about Barack Obama, who's been in office 4 months. And then we have also John Ray Davies is going to be joining us on the transmission because he is in a new movie that's coming out, Tales of the Blade, and that's dealing with the precursor to the Second Amendment. And, of course, he plays Gimli the Dwarf in Lord of the Rings. He plays Sala in Raiders of the Lost Ark and a bunch of other films like The Last Crusade, The Living Daylights, Victor Victoria, Solomon's Mines, Shogun, Great Expectations, Archaeology, War and Remembrance. The list goes on and on. Acclaimed British actor John Ray Davies will be joining us coming up in the last hour of the show today, also with the director and maker of the film. But how can I talk about all the important news that's taking place? How can I talk about all the serious issues I have here in front of me when we have Michael Jackson to discuss? Isn't that what's really important? His scary-looking family, corrupt, decadent weirdos, his vampiric dad. I was watching CNN this morning while I was jogging on the treadmill, and it showed his father getting in the Bentley to drive to the Staples Center, and he had a big smile and a look of pleasure and a look of extreme satisfaction on his face. And he had his jaw jutting out pridefully, and I mean, he's one of the most evil-looking people I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot of evil people. And him looking into the camera, my heart kind of jumped. I was like, man, that guy looks like the devil. And I know what evil looks like, folks, and I'm telling you, that's an evil man. And the whole thing is an evil spectacle. And then I was surfing around the other night printing news stories, and I saw a clip of never-before-released deposition of Michael Jackson from all of his escapades with the Jesus juice and the little kids locked up in the maximum security bedroom. And just that fake effeminate evil. Because I don't want to say women are evil, because it's when a man acts like a woman. And then this morning I was watching two CNN reporters ninnying back and forth about Michael Jackson and twittering and getting all exciting. It was just, ugh. What is it about a society going into really hardcore tyranny that it always is manned by these very weird ninnying men? But I was really just revolted watching Michael Jackson and having my psyche assaulted. And I try to look away, but just the few glimpses, the few times I've looked back from the mountaintop, I almost turned into a pillar of salt. They were saying, and did you do this to the little boy? And he's like, no. And putting his hands over his weird eyes. And really, it's a tragedy at the end of the day. That is the type of creature that his father produced and that the whole Hollywood system, I guess, produced in the Jackson 5. And I guess it is fitting that as the United States collapses into third world despotism and as the once great republic does sink beneath the waves, and there's no doubt that's happening right now, You're seeing it, I'm seeing it, we're witnessing it. It's burning as it goes under. The last light is twinkling off in the distance as the main body of the ship goes under. Now only the mast are still burning, but there's only seconds in the scale of societies and civilizations' time before those sink beneath the waves and the dark, cold night sets in. But they feed the public on an endless diet of Michael Jackson and Anna Nicole Smith. And it's a psychic weapon to blind people from all the majesty and beauty that is creation, and to blind people from their families and their children. And just the amazing life force that's all around us. I mean, how could somebody not sit there looking out their breakfast window at a bird's nest on the ledge with swallows feeding their babies That is just so magic, so incredible, so interesting. And all the parallels to human life and our life cycle and our children and what our species is. I could stare at a trumpet vine for hours out my back window, growing on the fence in the backyard, that beautiful orange, yellow, pink mixture of colors and hummingbirds buzzing around drinking nectar. And instead, the general public is mesmerized. They're not looking at trumpet vines out their back window on average. They're not marveling at the moon shining in a blue sky at midday. They're busy in awe at the spectacle of this freak, Michael Jackson, while the controlled corporate press psychically assaults everyone, telling the public that this is something we should all be interested in, and every nuance, everything, you know, hyped up to the thousandth degree. Oh, look, the Jackson family's coming out of their home, and 50-plus black limos lined up in Bentleys and Mercedes and decadent, engorged women and men swollen like self-propelled stomachs who look nothing like the pitiful drug addict wraith creature that was their family, Michael Jackson, and then in the middle of it, the demonic father enjoying just at a petty dominance level, just enjoying basking in the media spotlight of his dead son, soaking it up like a blood-engorged tick, having its last meal as it sucks in the last juices out of his son. Oh, it was horrible. And then cutting to the CNN anchor, talking in hushed tones, I'm here in Staples Center, the lucky people that got the golden tickets, the 8,000 tickets, and then there's people, of course, outside who get to be part of this historic event, watching the jumbotrons. Oh, let's cut to this individual with this Essence magazine. Tell me about the essence of it. Oh, this is black essence. Just like Jamie Foxx said a few days ago, this belongs to black people. This is their special essence. Whites can only watch from a distance. This magical blackness. What was the number one thing you remember? I remember coming home from high school and watching him in Thriller on MTV. It changed my life. Oh, let's cut to them going out of their cars now. They're getting in their cars. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Here we are on a planet hurtling through deep space in a galaxy with a huge burning sun firing off in the sky. Here we are looking at all these different life forms around us, and our own life form, and our own history of struggle just to survive and carve out a place on this planet. And we're busy watching the every move of people playing juvenile dress-up, like five-year-old girls dressed up like Barbie with plastic jewelry on. Oh, look at Michael Jackson. Oh, my gosh, we get to have an extravaganza around the dead body, the viewing of Lenin, the viewing of the Pope, the viewing of the skull of Hitler, the viewing, it's as big as JFK. It's as big as Diana. It's as big, it's huge. Meanwhile, all liberty, all freedom. We're going into hardcore despotism, 20%+ unemployment. There'll soon be riots in the streets, food lines. FEMA is geared up, engaged to have people live in camps. Everybody will want to live in the camp, free food, big jumbotrons to watch Michael Jackson in. And they're going to sick the hordes of mindless Michael Jackson fans loose on the American people. And then they use this sick culture to drag everybody down. It's just that black folks are deeper down the rat hole of mind control because they had it all tested on them first. And I'm going to explain how cultural worship of black icons works when we get back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job? Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from?
You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. At GraphUnderSafes.com, the security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graph Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequaled reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com. That's GraphUnderSafes, safes.com. Or click on their banner on InfoWars.com today.
It is right out of the outer limits of the Twilight Zone, the way the system is able to set the agenda. They're able to set the parameters of debate. And they don't want you discussing new treaties with Russia. They don't want you discussing 20% unemployment. They don't want you discussing how you're losing your freedoms and Bill of Rights, how they're passing laws to get rid of the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, passing laws for a total banking dictatorship, openly announcing that Homeland Security's main job is going to be persecuting people that don't want to live under Federal Reserve rule. There's a total bait and switch. The whole Homeland Security system is being turned loose on the American people, domestic CIA, tattletale squads.
And instead it's just, oh my gosh, this is so historical. Michael Jackson, I got a ticket. This is psychic warfare. This is psych warfare. Oh my gosh, there's the hearse. Let's cut to it now. Here it is.
Going now from the Forest Lawn Cemetery in Hollywood Hills to the Staples Center in downtown Los Angeles, something that, quite frankly, none of us was expecting until this morning, and we got word that Michael Jackson's body would be at the ceremony.
Exactly. We had...
of course, Michael Jackson. Of course his body's going to lie in state. They announced that it was going to lie in state 4 days ago. I've been announcing that. CNN just said, oh my gosh, we just found out we're going to get to see it. We're going to get to see the drug addict. Oh my gosh. He gave Jesus juice to the children. Let's worship him. Oh my gosh. Go ahead and cut back.
Michael Jackson will be buried.
No.
That's been a question that has been up in the air ever since we learned of his death. And certainly we heard from Jermaine Jackson talking to Larry King.
Will they give the children Jesus juice at the event?
Is
everything like Jesus just came back to Earth?
And the problem with that, of course, was that in California,
this is like God arrived.
Little states,
if space aliens landed in Central Park, it'd get less attention.
Oh my gosh,
it's the hearse, it's Michael.
A lot of the focus now,
I gotta tell you.
Hollywood Hills Forest Lawn Cemetery, where you just saw,
oh my gosh, this is incredible, Michael Jackson.
From right now, just having a glimpse at some live shots of
him. It's Michael, Michael. We love you, Michael.
Some flowers and balloons have been laid.
Folks, you think I'm joking?
The fans have been out there for them if they don't have a ticket to the Staples Center to know where to go.
And every one of these reporters talks like this guy. Oh my gosh, it's him. It's Michael. Oh my gosh, he gave him Jesus juice. We love him.
Even if you don't have admission. So you see the people outside of Neverland.
Come here, kid, drink this wine.
Trying to get near the cemetery as well. Although that's
turn it off. I can't look at it. I'm going to break down after the break. The sickeningness. See, this is a weapon against black people. They make it, oh, the black stars are the golf players or the football players, not the scientists, not the lawyers, or it's these music icons, and then it becomes this sick thing where black people, it's been so destructive, and a lot of black writers have written about it, but I want to discuss it and go over it. But see, it's the prototype for everybody else, but it is the African-American community on average that is the most sucked in to identity, race identity, and a lot of that's because of racism and how they were put on reservations, the inner cities. And so it was a source of pride, but the system manipulated that. And I want to break that down. But if you think I'm joking about these Michael Jackson fans, this is a CNN report from 2 days ago. And I'm going to read these text messages from Twitter. They call them tweets. See, I always talk about ninnies twittering around, but now when I say twittering, people think I mean twittering. But these ninnies, the term twittering, like pull up the definition of twittering. Twittering means like kind of gibbering around and like a bunch of women at a sewing circle kind of buzzing around, just gibbering mindlessly. It doesn't, not really discussing anything. Lucky fans get news on Jackson Memorial tickets. Now imagine these young people and older folks and Michael Jackson fans are losing their whole future, their whole country, all their freedoms right now. We're going into bondage. But this was the top story yesterday on CNN. Some lucky Michael Jackson fans got emails they were hoping for Sunday, saying they'd won two free tickets to Tuesday's memorial service. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I just got tickets to the Michael Jackson memorial service. It says Zadika Montea wrote Sunday afternoon in a Twitter message. The 8,750 fans chosen were summoned to Dodgers Stadium Monday to pick up their tickets. They were summoned. They get to get near the corpse. He's gonna be there. Oh my God. See, the family loves this because now they can relaunch all that music and make money. So the devilish father. Get over here, Michael. The 8,750 fans chosen were summoned to Dodger Stadium Monday to pick up their tickets and have a wristband placed on their arms to prevent them from reselling them. I can't believe it! I got a ticket! Oh my gosh! It doesn't matter if the North Com's taking over. It doesn't matter if I've got cancer from the vaccines. I get to see Michael!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
To cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid. Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Forget Andrew Jackson, forget our wars, forget fighting tyranny. This is Planet Michael Jackson. In fact, let's just cut live to the coverage. The only thing more exciting than one shot of the Hearst was a double shot. They just took the same shot from the helicopter and had two shots. It's just, it's like a Spinal Tap when they have the volume on the EQ goes up to 11. They say, why not just have it be 10 but be higher? And because it goes to 11, it's like having two shots of the same video of Michael Jackson kind of takes it to the level of infinity. I mean, here is this family geeking. You know what a geek is? People call somebody who's a nerd or a twit a geek, you know, kind of a spectacle. And the meaning of that word has semantically changed over the centuries. But before 100 years ago, a geek was somebody who bit the heads off of pigeons and chickens and rats at a carnival. At a circus. It was kind of a back alley act, kind of the, you'd go in the freak tent to see the bearded lady and the snake lady and the 1,000-pound man. And then you'd go see a geek biting the heads off of chickens. Or a geek might, you know, have things attached to his chest and pick up large weights with it. Swallowing swords is a form of geeking. And here is Michael Jackson's abusive, degenerate, corrupt, sickeningly worldly. I can think of no one more shallow and worldly and just absolute trash in the Jackson family on record. On record. And here they are pimping his dead body out, now carrying it to the Staples Centers for everybody to gawk at it. Of course they were going to have it lie in state. They said they were days ago. CNN, though, just told you it was breaking. They're just now telling you this. They're just now letting you know about it. Oh, my gosh, cut back to Michael. Cut to him.
Some of these live images of the casket being transported to the Staples Center.
Oh, you can see people lining up.
Oh, wow,
lining
yeah.
up along the highways there.
Oh,
the
wow. Oh, my gosh.
To get a look at this processional.
To get a look of love. Oh, my goodness.
Just one of the closest views you might be able to get of those.
That's right. We won't tell them about H.R. 1207 getting shot down in the Senate and banking dictatorship being set up. Let's talk about Michael.
Talking about how much it meant to them that Michael Jackson's...
How much it meant to them. Oh, they're living through Michael right now. This is showing all these people that none of us live forever. A sense of our own humanity.
Through Michael. To appear and be here at the Staples Center not to see his casket.
And I think that's the sense that a lot of people are getting.
Oh my gosh, look at them. They're up on the overpass.
Early hours of the morning.
They're looking at Michael right now. Oh my gosh.
Of course, the life and legacy of Michael Jackson, but actually being able to see the body is something they weren't expecting, but are certainly excited by the news.
And I'll do anything to be in the hearse with them, Michael. We love you.
There are a lot of people dressed up in Michael Jackson gear.
Oh, they're dressed up. Could it be any nerdlier? Could it be any stupider?
That this is a
poor, sexually abused person who became an abuser himself.
That
drug addict who had locked up children giving him Jesus juice.
Drink this Jesus drink. The Grammys who put together the London concert tours.
The London concert tour.
In charge. So they are trying to run it in the same sense of a concert. But after all, you know,
oh my gosh, there he's the center of everything. America, the world. Don't look at the world banking dictatorship being set up right now.
What is the distance? Do you know between
just look at that highway and that hearse? That's what's important.
Who aren't that familiar with?
You want to know why you're bankrupt and why you're living in squalor, America? You want to know why the paint's peeling? Why everything's falling apart and the bridges are collapsing? Because you have been turned into creatures that think this is important.
A lot of roads that are blocked out. Remember, this is a Tuesday as well, and this is a main commercial.
Oh my gosh, of course.
So a lot of the people who are here for business are being allowed in, but the shops.
Oh, they're being allowed into the city. Oh my gosh.
Just around the corner.
Just to be in the same city as him.
Here are completely
as a 95 pound body riddled with injection points that was bald and had thousands of scars all over his face from scores of surgeries, and his nose was flopping off because he bought into peer pressure and hype. We've got to worship someone who was totally ruined by the system. We've got to worship someone who was totally on prescription drugs.
And remember,
under the new Freedom Initiative, most of American school children are now going on drugs. Their journey that Michael took is now beginning. Oh, it's so beautiful. It's beautiful right now.
A lot of people have tried to come down here and find parking. Parking is ridiculously expensive. It's about $30 if you can even find some.
Oh, so again, my gosh, it's so incredible.
Watch at home, watch online, watch at movie theaters all across the city that are set up.
Oh, look at the people rushing to see him, Michael.
Are going to be watching on the big screen as well.
So expensive for people if they are indeed trying to
park in the car. We're all here part of this incredible, glamorous event. They're taking the dead corpse with them. Oh my God.
They are footing the bill, Namwe, and I talked
they
to
you. They are footing the bill. Taxpayers are paying for the king of Bobby
now. The eyes of the world are on Los Angeles for this
Los
event.
Angeles, right
for
now.
Them to do, even though, as you mentioned, the city and the state both in a severe budget crisis. But as we were talking, Amy, our producer,
it's okay that everything's collapsing
program,
and so we have a weird
program.
governor who wants to be Hitler. That's normal too. Because it's a spectacle. It's okay.
1958 to 2009.
Oh my gosh, look at Michael. Look at that. That'll be going on eBay for thousands.
They've
got one of the programs. It's the whole Jackson family. Oh my gosh, he's got that glove on. He's got the glove on.
Various concerts, and this is definitely
various
going
concerts.
To be a
Oh, there's Michael before they cut his face off.
That people are selling all across the city. We have seen
all across the city. It's very glamorous when I talk like this.
So again, this is the program that we're just now getting.
Program now.
It's mostly a picture book and a history piece. I would imagine it doesn't actually show you.
Oh, it's glamorous right now.
That, like a rundown of what's going to happen at the
Memories, Michael, maybe we can talk to the rest of the Freak family, Brando family. So yeah, you're right, it's not a rundown of the show, but again, we are expecting Jennifer Hudson to be here, Justin Timberlake,
oh my god, Justin Timberlake,
they are heading out through the back in a VIP entrance, so we haven't
seen them.
We've seen, of course,
oh, it's sick. Help me, God, help me. Oh. Oh, please, I can't watch it anymore. It's pure torture. Oh. Okay. Now that we've spent our time worshiping Michael Jackson, the 10 minutes of worship. Oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm sorry, that was an after tremor. And like they have the pre-shocks. It was kind of an aftershock. I don't know, I can't pull myself away from the helicopter shot of that hearse right now. That's so important. Not my family's future, not the toxic waste, not the genetic engineering, not the global system, not the military converting over to drones so the globalists can control things through a new AI system, even the military doesn't serve them. Doesn't matter that we're racing against trying to shut down the New World Order Skynet system that's actually real, that they base the film upon. Doesn't matter if eugenicists are running everything and running chemical, biological, and radiological attacks on us. No, none of that matters. All that matters is Michael Jackson. And I apologize that I've talked bad about him. In fact, I'm going to just go back to coverage. I can't pull myself away. I'm mesmerized right now. I admit I'm wrong. Michael's great. His father's great. The Jesus juice is great. It's all normal. This is not sick what's happening on TV right now. Arnold Schwarzenegger having some weird bodybuilder who posed in porno mags for men is completely normal. Running around saying he loves Hitler is completely normal. Having him rob everybody, having him involved with Enron, scamming everyone, and then running on stopping Enron, that's completely normal. That was another spectacle that everybody got caught up in. It's good. It's healthy. We got caught up in the spectacle of Barack Obama. All these stunts are good. Go back to it. I'm giving in to it. I'm going with it. Oh, here it is.
It just fills me up with just love and just
love, yes.
Sir, yes. Everyone seems to have a Michael Jackson story, yes. Whether they met him or they didn't. What is yours?
Oh, what is yours?
My story and my story. I report is when I was 7 years old, the day Thriller came out, I waited in line with my grandmother to get it, and we waited, it seemed like for hours, and when I got it, I took a picture with it, and I just loved it so much, and I took the picture with it, and no one could tell me that that wasn't really Michael with me in the picture.
Delusional.
How old were you?
I was 7 years old.
It was mass delusion. It's like believing in Santa Claus, believing in Michael Jackson. You know, he's real, but believing in it, it's just like believing in nothing.
Yes, it is. That's
turn this poor woman off. I can't handle it. This is a demonic assault on humanity. You see, I'm in love with putting on flippers and a mask and swimming down 30 feet to the bottom of the ocean, skin diving and seeing all those big fish swarm around me and knowing I'm alive only once in this gorgeous, wondrous universe of miracles all around us. The miracle of life, the miracle of reproduction, the miracle of the eye, the miracle of the cell. And instead, everyone is worshiping. This is an idol. People, you know, can laugh at the Bible when it says, put no other gods before me. People would worship some golden calf instead of worshiping God, the creator of the universe. They would worship some image. It's a delusion. It's make-believe. It's a freak show. And so here are these people in a collapsing nation. Oh, here they are showing off the tickets. Put it on.
Congregated, it's a very big crowd waiting for the family to come in. Everyone's here trying to look and see the family come in just to give their condolences.
Oh, yes.
I went to the 2009 inauguration. It's the same feeling. Everybody is just full of love and just happy.
All right, Sherry, we appreciate you.
Love and happy. Oh, it's so good. It's so wholesome.
Everything that you've wanted.
The Freak Show family, the Freak Show Michael Jackson. This is so sick. This is why you're slaves. This is why the nation's going into bondage. Just turn it back on. I can't even talk. I'm beside myself with disgust.
And of course, when Sherry and the other 19,999 people who will be in attendance at the Staples Center, once they get in place and the public memorial begins, they are going to be able to view a stage which is set up, as you can see on the other side of your screen there, a bit like a church would be set up. There are small floral arrangements. They have
it's worship. It is a church.
The morning, but those
the worship of the freak,
against
a drug addict in a wheelchair that can't even physically go after kids anymore. Thank God. And it's like, oh my gosh, he's so beautiful. Oh, this is so wonderful.
Performances which we are expecting. Those featured singers, Mariah Carey, Usher, Stevie Wonder, but that's just
and of course, they're all just vampires.
Yeah,
showing up to feed off the death of Michael Jackson.
9,000.
They're all a bunch of
friends and
grave robbing goons who are there just to bask in this sickening glory and sell some more DVDs and CDs. All right, let's stop right there. Let me try to very simply explain why this is sickening and disgusting. Number one, it's a distraction and a diversion from major events happening that are just as big and important as 1776. I mean, the country is going into full corporate bondage to foreign offshore banks. And secondarily, it's a distraction from the rest of our culture collapsing. It's not just the financial takeover. It's not just that we're being conquered. We're being conquered because we are sickeningly selfish and sickeningly obsessed with image and sickeningly obsessed with pop mindless media. And the best analogy for this is how hype and how fake culture and how garbage culture and how fads and how styles have been used to enslave cultures. Now, I had already innately figured this out for myself by college. But then I read Edward Bernays' books, Propaganda, and several others he wrote. And he pointed out writings of other sociologists that I looked into where they detailed the Qin dynasty and other dynasties in China. That's why he called it China, the Qin. The Qin. You know, what does the Qin have to do with this? And the Qing. And other dynasties. What does that have to do with this? Everything. Going back at least 4,000 years ago, they began to figure out that the small inner court, the kind of specialized government bureaucrats who would serve the imperial elite, they would say, oh, you're so important. You're so elite. You're so gorgeous. You're so godlike. No one must be able to look at you, and you must, you know, be awe-inspiring and wear fancy headdresses to make the local natives bow down to you and think you're special. And the witch doctors would throw some gunpowder into a burning cauldron and it would explode in front of the villagers, and they would go ahead and bow down to the Qin leader because he had the power of Booga Hooga. Literally. Boom! Ha! Yao Pang Chang Ong Nang Ying Cha! Hiya! And they would all bow down. And then they said, look, we're not just going to scam the natives and have you follow them, Chief Qin or Chief Chang. We need you to wear a special headdress. And we need the women, you know, to show that they haven't been out in the sun working. So you got to stay indoors. So you have white skin. That's the style, showing that, you know, that you wear gloves, that you're so important and so mighty that you didn't, you know, nothing is done by yourself. Everything is done for you. And then they said, oh, your women are so important, they must not be able to walk. And the men at first said, yeah, that way they can't cheat on me and I've got control of them. And so, oh, you're so beautiful, ma'am, you must have tiny feet. We're going to put them in these little shoes at birth, and so your feet are going to be so small you're not going to be able to walk, but you're going to be so beautiful, and everyone will wish they had little feet. And so 200 years ago, they figured this out in the West, and women got deformed feet and couldn't walk by the time they were 30 or 40. And a rich woman had to be rich because she had to be able to not be able to walk. And they would have corns so big on their feet in France and the United States and in England that they couldn't walk. And my very intelligent, wonderful great-grandmother couldn't walk the last 15 years of her life, even though her brain was there, because she had worn the little shoes, see. And Edward Bernays and others laughed, and they said, we'll mutate the women. Ha ha! We'll run black ops! Ha 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 ha! We've got you now! You'll cut your faces up and inject your faces and feel insecure your whole life and wear tiny shoes, and we'll slaughter you at pleasure! And see, that's what Michael Jackson is. That's what all this sickeningness is. It's black ops. It's psychological 4,000-year-old Chinese warfare. Ha ha! Hell released upon you. And when we come back, I will continue to break down all the different systems of slavery. The police are caught in their own fake archetype. The good old boys are, the blacks, the Hispanics. Everybody follows their cultural pimp daddies that lead them into bondage. The globalists are con artists, salesmen, flim-flam men, rhinestone cowboys. We'll break it down straight ahead.
We have just received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement for all GCN listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands. The number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Ah.
Ira Hayes. Ira Hayes.
Ira Hayes.
Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes. He will answer.
Yeah, while everybody's watching Michael Jackson and learning how to be idiots and not be involved in real issues, I'm watching Lockheed Martin TV commercials about their drone attack aircraft and how the robotic fleet will keep you safe. See, humans are even being cut out of the mix right now, and the elite all brag about it. And how because of robotics and mechanization, they don't need masses of people anymore. So instead of life being cheap, life is a negative. They want you dead. But, you know, who cares about that? You know, women just want to go chop their noses off and have liposuction and starve themselves and be insecure. And men pick up kind of on the fake manliness where you never stand up for your nation or liberty or freedom. You just strut around and act tough. So, you know, I mean, there's lots of different systems, but the effeminate fake ninny archetype is kind of what Michael Jackson is, kind of the metrosexual idea. And so all his activities, all the bad things he did, all the weirdness, that's okay now because he's our God. And you go back to the Chinese 4,000 years ago or even further, go read it. And then they said, oh, women, it's not just that the women can't walk. We want to shrink the feet of the men who were in the ruling class. So it was really the power behind the throne, the government bureaucrats who became the real power. But you can't convince Americans that presidents are puppets today when empires from their start were generally run by puppets. And when you did get a real leader like Julius Caesar, the shadow government, the senators would normally kill him quickly. Because they didn't like one guy having the power. They liked it being shared amongst themselves, and also the people could never remove them because there was no one head to go after. But see, who cares how the world actually works? Who cares how the planet really operates? Who wants to know those secrets and mysteries? Instead, let's just gawk at Michael Jackson, the freak show, the geek, with his sickening, abusive father, now basking in glory and making tons of money. As the country completely collapses. I mean, it's fitting this is happening as the complete takeover happens. Literally right now. That's coming up with Mike Rivero. But the issue is, then the chin said, look, Emperor, you can't just have your feet shrunken from birth so you can't walk to prove you're so powerful, and then you have to be fed, and then someone has to put you on the toilet and wipe you. You know, the British royalty just picked that up from the French, who got it from the Chinese. We now want you to grow your fingernails out. And so they would have 2, 3, 4 foot long fingernails because you're so imperial, you've got to have long fingernails because that shows you don't feed yourself either. And so now they've taken that imperial model of control over the royalty and they've superimposed it with the general public now. Oh, you've got a snake in your backyard. You've got to call the government to come remove it. Or if you've got a tree limb, you better not know how to cut it. You better call somebody to do it. Or, you know, they're on the news saying, how do you stay hydrated? And they have the expert on the news this morning going, it's very hard. It just takes a lot of skill and training. You need to go to my website and I'll teach you. You know, like these idiots don't know to drink water. See, but they all know about Michael Jackson and his different outfit names and, you know, who the different little kids are he was friends with, and he had little Ferris wheels to lure them in, like, you know, flypaper has a little sugar on it. I mean, you got this scary freakoid man with a freakoid family that is really bone-chillingly wicked. And now they got to be assaulted by him. And the public will buy it. They want to be slaves. They'll buy into it. But I want to explain coming up more of what they've done to black people with this culture.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right.
You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm watching live coverage from the Pentagon News Channel, CNN, admittedly on record run by the Pentagon, in loving memory of Michael Jackson, the king of pop, 1958 to 2009. He looks like, the picture they've got of him looking up, it looks like photos I've seen of a snapping turtle when it's right up out of the water, and it's a shot from underwater, and the snapping turtle just sticks its little pointed nose up out of the water to get air, and it's waiting for a fish or a baby duck to come along. And that's Michael Jackson. He's waiting for a little kid to come along. And he's right up there like a snapping turtle. He wants a baby duck to come by. But later, the snapping turtle found opium-type drugs and so got so drugged out it just sat on the bottom till it died. I mean, the demonic snapping turtle. It's so sick. It's such a psychic assault on all of humanity. You know what? I will not play along with Jacko, the guy that dangles babies off of five-story windows, threatening to drop them with a demonic look on his face. The guy is obviously a raving pit demon of hell who didn't fall too far from his daddy's tree. I mean, few people can send a chill through me, and they had up-close video of his dad with pleasure getting off on all the attention, squeezing that much more petty energy out of his dead son that he's been parasiting off of for 50 years. And I actually kind of had a tremor just looking at him. It was just like, ugh, quiver, ugh. Well, I swear eternal resistance and vigilance against you and your entire hordes of hell. There's a reason the New World Order likes you. The Jackos, the Jackals, the predators of children make me sick. Mike Rivero coming up in the next segment. Look, I tried to explain this earlier, and I may just do like a 10-minute YouTube video later today to post to really make it concise and focused. Or I may do a rant near the end of the show, though I got a bunch of big guests coming up today. Trying to explain this. Look, this is weaponized culture, is what this is. This is weaponized culture. We have weaponized food with a GMO. We have weaponized education to dumb the kids down. We have the war on drugs, the war on terror, which they now admit is for the American people, this entire apparatus of secret police and spies and warrantless wiretapping. And it's weaponized culture. 4,000 years ago, the Chinese are the first I know of that really got this together. Well, so did the Egyptians, saying we're the gods, and so the slaves wouldn't even question serving the gods, because the people up on top of the pyramids and the temples, they were gods. They wore fancy headdresses of gold. They stood up in front of huge buildings. That's why the New Order symbol is a pyramid. It's a symbol of scamming and manipulating and compartmentalizing the idiot population. It's about dumbing down the mass of humanity, not building it up. It's a crime against our species by these control freaks, these psychopaths that run the system. When I want to unlock minds and empower humanity, I have a love affair with our species. I know the heights we can go to, the heights we've been to, but I also know the depths we tend to sink to. And this stuff is like a cultural soul-destroying bomb. to have Michael Jackson thrown on us, forced on us, crammed down our throat, the wicked snapping turtle, up there looking for a baby duck to eat, looking at his picture again, to make us petty, to make us insecure, just like they had the elites with two-foot-long fingernails and feet they couldn't walk on with bound feet. And every culture you discover does this to their royalty. That's the scam artists behind the throne. Bureaucrats do that. But now they're doing it with carbon tax. Now they're binding the feet of humanity. Now they're going to shut down our very energy sources. Now they're going to control us through feudalism, a merger of this system of control. Now, I promise to get into how this particular mutation of devil culture has been used as a particular weapon against blacks, and how as disadvantaged people, they were the testing ground for all of this. Briefly, when we get back, then to Mike Rivera with his take on Jacko. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's okay to hang babies over buildings. Maybe it's okay to give children Jesus juice.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, we don't try to hunt down, here as I'm bashing popular media culture, try to hunt down big stars to be on the show. Jesse Ventura fell right in our lap. We got contacted by Willie Nelson, Charlie Sheen. Same thing with the Tommy Chong situation. They ended up reaching out to us. And we've got a big guest who I'm a fan of, coming up in the final hour today, because the film that he's in is about the ancient right to arm yourself and protect yourself, reclaiming the blade. And so we got John Ray Davies joining us coming up in the last hour of the show today. And by the way, we are simulcasting live at prisonplanet.tv and about to go to Mike Rivero. But in this oversaturated, pop-driven, celebrity-driven culture, celebrities can be used as a life raft to the public that's kind of caught in the matrix, who's still on the blue pill. And that's why Charlie Sheen goes public. That's why Willie Nelson speaks out. Because when you meet these people in person, they're hiding out. They're not trying to be in the media spotlight. They're artists who are really prisoners of their fame in a lot of respects. And they'll tell you they're no big deal. They're not on a power trip. And they're trying to reach out and do something viable in the culture and the society. Because some people will say, well, here you are bashing Michael Jackson and all this pop and all this hype. Well, yeah, because the mainstream media is making it a big diversion and a big distraction with all these big issues that are happening. And Michael Jackson has a horrible, sordid, bizarre past. And just the way the media is openly jumping into this to use it as a distraction is horrible. Michael Jackson is bringing people deeper in to the kind of media malaise, instead of using big media figures to bring people out of the matrix-like system. Look, briefly, I'll get more into this next hour, because Dr. Francis Boyle's only with us for 30 minutes, so at 1:30 Central, or in the middle of the third hour, I'm going to get into this kind of in a focused fashion, and kind of everything I've talked about the last hour, just recap it in a focused fashion, because it's important. I want to post it up on YouTube from prisonplanet.tv. But I specifically said the Hollywood / sports culture has been particularly destructive of black Americans. And I'm not the only person saying that. A lot of black folks have said that, like Mr. Cosby. And then he gets criticized. Look at how Oprah Winfrey brought us Obama and said he was the one. Look at how she calls for global government and this new Gaia religion with the United Nations building strange churches internationally. I mean, this is a lady who wants power, and she knows she needs a religion to do that. It happens to be the one world government religion. Very creepy person. I'm not here trying to pick a fight with Oprah Winfrey. The issue is she's the most powerful person in media, and she helped build up Michael Jackson as well. So anything coming out of her, Barack Obama, Michael Jackson, any of this stuff is bad news. It's hype. And anytime the world, the establishment, the beast system is pushing something, anytime they're pushing big mega church leaders on national television, on Larry King Live, you better watch out. Anytime it's about looking just right and wearing the right suit and being all into image, that's meant to make everybody else insecure. Just like 4,000 years ago in Egypt and in China, corrupt priest class learned how, through ritual, to enslave the elites and the people. They trained women to have feet so small, binding their feet they couldn't walk, and fingernails so long they couldn't eat. They trained the men similarly. They were God. No one could look at them. Nobody could talk to them. They had to be prisoners in their little palace and only be talked to by the high priest. They've done that with national security. Oh, the high priest of national security, the NSA, the CIA, you know, all they'll take care of you. You know, they'll run the nation. They'll steal all the money. They'll ship in the drugs. They're the new high priest. And then they get the slaves down the steps of the big pyramids to look up and to think of the high priest and the emperor as gods in their big fancy headdress, their costumes. That's why police wear costumes. It's coloration. You know, humans like costumes. They like regalia. They like signets of power. And so you had black culture 100 years ago, segregated, locked down in their own areas, The whorehouses could only be located in the black part of town. The when drugs were made illegal by the drug syndicates so they could make larger profits and control it with the police in the 1920s, it could only be sold in the black communities. The gambling can only be in the black communities. And it was done to break down their society. But so when white guys, blue collar, white collar, or rich, wanted to go in and visit whores, black, white, it didn't matter, it could only be done in the black area. And craftily, the big psych warfare experts and Margaret Sanger wrote about this. Craftily, they use black entertainers to tell blacks to get on birth control and to tell blacks to kick your man out of the house, get on welfare in the 50s and 60s. Margaret Sanger wrote about how they hired blacks, entertainers and doctors and other people, to go pimp out their own people. And now they have the Chicano leaders, Mecha and La Raza, fully funded by the big Fortune 500, to give the people a fake Chicano, Aslan, you know, machismo, macho attitude. But it's only a front to then have eugenics, Planned Parenthood, take the vaccines, be slaves, no real Chicano community to stop the Hispanic kids being CPS'd, to stop their people being put in prison. And the media makes the drug gangs the heroes. They build them up, and then they push in the black culture and the white culture, and then that becomes the entire culture. Bling and just total pettiness and brand names and just boiling it down to the most destructive culture you can imagine. That was done because beta testing, it was done to blacks first. And then the MTV Sumner Redstone culture makes it nationwide, worldwide, in Moscow, in Tokyo, in Johannesburg, South Africa. In every major city of the planet, it is the gangster culture. Not, you don't care about women, get them pregnant, leave them. That's perfect for the state to then get the kids and break up the family. You know, steal, rob, whatever. Good. Sling the CIA crack. Good enforcers. Then when we're done with you, we're going to put you in the slam. See, it's all scientifically weaponized culture. And Michael Jackson was the gateway to the latest phase launched in the early 1980s. He was the gateway to bring, and this is all scientifically gritted out in predictive programming. This is weaponized culture. And so they don't build up black lawyers or black doctors or black scientists or any of this. They build up the football player, the basketball player, the Tiger Woods. And the kids all want to be that, but there's not 1/100th of the slots to be filled. And then white kids suddenly don't want to be a doctor or a lawyer. They're going to be a gangster. They're going to sling CIA dope. They're going to be a big Ricky Ross, but you're not going to be a Ricky Ross. You're meant to go to a prison owned, a slam, owned by the big drug dealing cartels that are scientific with egg-headed scientists. Mechanized force, you know, delivery systems, overall aggregate AI computer delivery system program, launch these programs. I mean, it's all just mechanized, scientific. The whole military is converting to drones and attack aircraft. How long until we don't even need the military? How long until we have refurbishing robot factories to run the systems? Our estimates are within 8 years we'll be ready to launch the attack, sir. Good. I want race-specific weapons tested in continual fields. Then they test the soft kill. How are they covering up the soft kill? How does the media make that a fad? Oh, all the kids are dying of cancer now. We wear little ribbons, and oh, you're dying too. You're in the club. No. Why is everybody dying of cancer? Why is it exploding thousands of percent? Why is everybody getting diabetes? Why are they putting mercury on purpose in most of the food products? Mainstream news. Why are they saying melamine that kills babies is good now? Oh, thousands dying in China of melamine. Our news just says it's good. In fact, pull up mercury, good for you. I didn't play that last week when I said I would. Pull up melamine, good for you. FDA says melamine, good for you. Lead, good for you. MSNBC. I'm going to go to Mike Rivero, and I appreciate him joining us. This is death. This culture is death. This media is death. It's all death. I'm breaking in on the enemy transmission system. They are so arrogant and so confident that you're going to get sucked into the media in the first phase of the internet, that they're willing to even let me be on air, folks. They think so little of you, they think you don't even listen or even care, and that you can't even understand me. And so now they're going into phase two to start restricting and shutting down the web and putting gatekeepers in, and that's now happening. coming up probably in a few years, it's going to be harder and harder to find me, harder and harder to see what I'm saying. You better save these recordings now. You better give them to people, because I'm not perfect, folks. And it isn't about Alex Jones, but I know what I'm talking about. I know who these people are. I've studied history. I've studied their programs. I've studied how they operate, and I know how to beat them. And you beat them by having a huge awakening. You beat them by totally jolting out of the fad-driven society. They know you're tribal. They know you're fad-driven. They know you're peer pressure-driven, like a dog. It looks up to the alpha. And they put fake alphas on TV, and they say alphas are clowns that are drugged out and cutting their face up. Alphas are Lindsay Lohan drunk on the side of the road. They show you archetypes in all the dramas and TV shows that the guy that gets the girls is an idiot and is stupid and can't keep a job. It's all meant to destroy you and make you weak. Look what they've done to the African-American community. They have destroyed 90-plus percent illegitimacy, 20, 30% of their people in prison. They're going to do that to everybody. They're now done kind of eating the black people, and they're moving on to everybody else. And Michael Jackson is just one more salvo in this culture war. Mike Rivera, WhatReallyHappened.com, coming up after this break from Hawaii via video cam. At PrisonPlanet.tv.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting PatriotInternet.com. For about $2 per month, PatriotInternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. PatriotInternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Total tyranny is just unfolding. They've done spoofs on the web with Ayatollahs in Iran dubbed over saying the CIA killed Michael Jackson. You know, my gut probably says they did. I mean, this is perfect timing when he died. Perfect distraction. We know they killed Princess Diana. That's on record. We know they killed JFK. They're comparing him to those people. What a diversion. What a distraction. For the rest of the hour, Mike Rivero joins us once a month, and I appreciate Mike coming on the show today. He joins us via video cam from the Big Island out in Hawaii up at PrisonPlanet.tv as we simulcast on the radio show. Mike, I want to get into Michael Jackson, but then stop there in the next segment and get into all the real issues that people aren't focused on while they're busy watching the spectacle of the snapping turtle.
Well, what's rather amazing is not that many people are watching, and I know going around the channels on the TV set, it looks like, you know, the big, huge presentation and a lot of corporate media coverage, but CNN's own online poll is showing that only about 20% of America are tuning in right now. Everybody else is fed up with it. They've got Michael Jackson burnout. They're actually, this is good for us, more and more people are coming to the blogs and the alternative media because they don't want to be inundated and saturated with Michael Jackson memorial and funeral and everything. They see it as kind of a big joke. I mean, given the way that he lived his life, and now they're honoring him like he's a deity incarnate, as you said. They're trying to make him into this pseudo royalty. But he was an entertainer, and I liked his music, and I got to work with him on a couple of occasions. But he's just an entertainer, a musician, and he died of a drug overdose. There's hardly anything newsworthy in that, and they're trying to turn it into this big, huge media issue, and the public isn't buying it.
Well, Mike, I didn't know you worked with a snapping turtle.
I worked on a couple of his early rock videos. In fact, the first one was all the way back when he was still with the Jackson 5. And even then, I could see all the handlers surrounding him and all the agents and promoters and protectors and everything. And it was obvious then this was somebody who was never going to have a normal childhood. It's probably the reason for Neverland and all the rest of it, that he was trying to recapture the childhood he was never allowed to have growing up. But it was pretty obvious that he was in for a very rough ride, even all the way back then.
Trying to recapture the childhood, operative capture child in the spider web there. I mean, his father is admittedly an abuser. I mean, they admit that on the mainstream news. Have you seen the video of him vampirically driving in the car with a look of pleasure, just mindlessly basking in petty fame?
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody in the family, they're all hanging on here. They're all trying to capitalize and exploit this for their own promotion. And yeah, it's amazing. There are so many people trying to make money and trying to improve their own reputations off of this. But as I said before, CNN's own online poll is showing only about 20% of the people are tuning in. My guess is, since a lot of people who are not watching are not even bothering to log into the CNN poll, that the numbers may actually be a lot worse. I'm going to be taking a look at the actual industry numbers after this is all over and look back on it, but I don't think this is capturing the major piece of the audience that they were hoping.
But this has happened over and over again. They will continue to assault us with OJ or Anna Nicole or whatever the new distraction is this week, even as the poll numbers drop, to keep all the real issues out of the news. And so when you're at a coffee shop, you got to hear people talking about Michael Jackson next to you. This is the establishment trying to set the agenda. They don't want to talk about auditing the Federal Reserve. They don't want to talk about wars in Pakistan and stage revolution in Iran. They don't want to talk about CIA coups in Honduras. They don't want to talk about 20% and growing unemployment. They don't want to talk about the dollar in free fall right now. They want us to talk about the king of the snapping turtles.
That's absolutely correct. And what's rather amazing, we've had some of our readers from our website who've been following the situation with Cynthia McKinney and the hijacking by Israel. They're calling TV stations like WABC-TV, and they're being told by the newsroom, no, 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 that is not news. Michael Jackson is the news. That is what we are covering. And they're literally refusing to acknowledge that there was this situation going on with Israel.
So we may never see Cynthia McKinney again, or maybe they'll firing squad her, and that won't even be news.
Well, supposedly she's on her way back to the United States, and Fox News finally did run a story saying she'd been released, which was immediately followed up with a whole bunch of posters and shills bad-mouthing Cynthia McKinney. But during the whole situation, I mean, if you contrast this with 2007 and the British sailors who wandered into Iranian waters, and it was headline news, are they okay? Will Iran mistreat them? How dare Iran capture
these
sailors?
Are they torturing them? You know we're against torture
exactly.
Here. We don't torture unless when we torture. Yeah, and I was joking about firing squad, folks. That's a joke before I get emails about it. I mean, it was a joke. Mike, stay there. Let's talk about the alternative media. More and more punching through the mainstream media. More and more we're setting the agenda. And so they're declaring us all terrorists. Big new developments on that front with Attorney General I Want Your Guns Holder. It's also Butcher of Waco Holder. He's got a long history.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XV pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Okay, I want to open the phones up about any news item, any issue, Michael Jackson and the freak show that's going on. And you know, I know people are trying to be nice because he's dead now, but he really had a sordid history. But it's his dad and his family. But I mean, don't forget, this is a guy hanging kids off balconies with a crazy demonic look on his face. In fact, pull up video of him hanging the kid off the balcony. I mean, I want people to see this while they're busy with some weird church set. And I was during the break, CNN was saying, the chosen one, Michael Jackson, the chosen one. You know, there are people there to see the chosen one, the people that were chosen, the chosen ones to be part of this. I mean, this is really disgusting. And I guess they're going to start displaying his body or something coming up. Mike, any final comments on Jackson before we get into some of the real news that this has been serving as a distraction for?
Well, every time I look at these festivities, I flash back to the movie of Tommy and the scene where they had the church that was based on Marilyn Monroe. And I'm sort of wondering if it might actually happen with Michael Jackson, where somebody literally starts a church to worship his memory and he's gone up to heaven to play the eternal guitar or some such nonsense as that. Probably give the Scientologists a run for their money.
Yeah, they could start a new Michael Jackson cult. And looking at all these people that are there around the body buzzing around like flies, it's just disgusting. I mean, the whole thing is just a disgusting spectacle. And here he is hanging the baby out over the balcony. I mean, this is a demon with a hood over its head. Can you imagine the fun he's having with those kids in there? But it's okay. This is a beautiful time. This is so wonderful. Something wonderful is happening right now. You say you worked with Lord Jackson. I know you did a lot of work and still do in Hollywood. Actually, somebody in my office worked at the Hit Factory, which was a big recording studio in New York, I guess about 10 years ago. And he remembers Jackson coming there to record stuff. But he signed a non-disclosure, so he won't tell the stories. But it's basically what everybody's already heard about Jackson. When you worked with him, I mean, was it overtly freakish or was he just surrounded by all of his entourage?
Now, when I worked with him was really early on before the paranoia set in and they were making everybody sign non-disclosures. And like I said, when I first met him, he was still a very small boy. He was still with the Jackson 5. But it was very obvious that he was being so groomed and so pushed to be this big star. And I just, my gut was saying this was somebody who was going to grow up really messed up because he was not allowed to be just a regular little boy. And sadly, of course, this is what turned out to be the case.
Now, while we're talking about this, they've passed the global carbon tax in the House. It's probably going to pass the Senate. The hate crimes bill is supposedly going to be voted on as early as Thursday. We've got Reverend Ted Pike on tomorrow about that. We have the Federal Reserve has come out and announced they want a second bailout. They were already given unlimited funds in the first one, so really it's not a bailout. It's new powers over the entire economy. We have them trying to pass a federalization of the entire United States under the guise of water, above ground and below ground. There's a bunch of other takeovers happening. Homeland Security's announcing that their number one mission is engaging the American people and that white Al-Qaeda is now the number one threat. The British government's announcing that. So basically, anybody who criticizes the Federal Reserve and the corrupt bankers, they're saying that is the terrorist. They've got a bill on the verge of passing the House. No fly, no buy, where over a million plus people are on this list. They put you on the list whenever they feel like it. But now the attorney general, they're trying to pass a bill, can ban any gun he wants ex cathedra, like the Pope, you know, makes canon law by uttering it. He just bans whatever guns he wants. It says including all guns if he wishes. Bill gives attorney general power to designate gun owners, tax protesters as terrorists. A new bill where he'll, without even letting you know, he puts you on it. He says you can't find out. He puts you on the list. But I guess it was really already like that. They're just trying to get legal power now for the no fly, no buy, no live, no have a job. Homeland Security says if you're on that list or even if you have bad credit, you're going to be on a no list, no fly, no buy, no travel, no have a job. I mean, this is literally putting the yellow stars on people and saying you can't have a job. I mean, it's now happening, Mike. I mean, I'm even blown away that it's actually all happening. Your comments on that?
Well, it does seem like the government is in a panic, and they're trying to just get as many dictatorial powers passed as they possibly can. The situation of putting people on terror watch lists because their credit is bad, that's extremely dangerous right now, because under the current economy, more and more people are seeing their credit ratings decline. We're looking at record delinquencies on home equity loans and home mortgages. We're looking at record defaults on credit cards. We're seeing all of these problems. All of these are going to impact people's credit ratings, and if you've got a bad credit rating and you're being declared a potential terrorist, then obviously all of these other problems are going to be multiplied by the actions of the federal government. As you were saying, there's this amendment to the 2010 Military Appropriations Bill that's going to give the Attorney General the authority to declare tax protesters as potential terrorists and terror suspects. And the problem is the U.S. government got everybody to say, okay, torture is okay if you're torturing the terrorists. Now that they've got that, they got their foot in the door, they're lowering the bar for what constitutes a terrorist so that more and more people can be put in there. And the government's going to say, well, you said it was okay to suspend the Bill of Rights for terrorists, and now you're all terrorists, so here we are. And it does feel like they're pushing as hard and as fast as they can. It feels more like panic than plan to me.
Well, that's a really good point. And if people think I'm joking about bad credit you're put on the terror list, they made it secret 6 months ago, 7 months ago in January. Hard to believe we're already into the seventh month of 2009. So 7 months ago, they made it secret. And it had 1,200,000+ on it then. And they were adding 24,000 on average a month. And federal marshals were in the Denver Post saying, we're just ordered, if somebody takes a picture of their kid on the plane, to go ahead and put them in a terror database for the rest of their life. If you have bad credit, people are on it. And they're admitting you can't get off of it. They won't tell you how they put you on it. So that's being litigated. So just like when wiretapping came out, and it came out they were warrantlessly wiretapping the American people in non-terror-related cases even, they just went and retroactively passed a law, just like retroactively passing a torture law. Now they're just trying to retroactively say the attorney general's God, no judge, no jury. You don't know why you're on the list. You don't know you're on a list till you try to fly. Now they're saying can't go in national parks, can't have a job. Under the Real ID Act, if you're on that list, can't have a job. They're pushing people underground. But then they're going to offer the solution. Oh, you can go to a government program and get on the trusted traveler. We'll then do paperwork with you and let you put yourself into a type of probation with the government to work in government programs and to work in, what's the term they use? Community service. No judge, no jury, no arrest, no indictment. Just, oh, you come serve us for a while. So see, people have to go serve in compulsory service just to get off the list. And they're now saying, oh, that's how we'll get you off the list. I mean, this is so Orwellian. This is so Kafkaesque, Mike.
Well, it's very much like the old Soviet Union. The Soviet Union went out of its way to find some reason to criminalize everybody so that they could just do what they wanted with them whenever they wanted. And basically, it's this kind of – we're seeing the same creeping tyranny here in the United States. And, when you have the idea that tax protesters are now considered terrorists, protesting against taxes is why this country exists in the first place and is not still a part of Great Britain. Protesting is protected under the First Amendment, and protesting against taxes is the very kind of political speech the First Amendment exists to protect. And so all of this is very unconstitutional. It's very blatant. I'm wondering, where's the United States Supreme Court on all of this? And ultimately, if the Supreme Court fails and the legislature fails to hold this executive in check, you know, we're looking at a crisis that's looming on the horizon for the American people. And this is starting to get into that area of a saying that we have around here on our coffee cups. The fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it. Now the people are starting to see it.
Well, Mike, when you say the Bill of Rights and Constitution is terrorism, that's declaring war on America. This is openly anti-liberty. It's openly illegal to have the federal government seize GM and then sell the dealerships off to donors at discounted prices, and then to now have a bill where the Federal Reserve will control every facet of the economy. This has openly been announced. This is now admitted, but it's not being debated. And it looks like that's going to pass because they say, look, we won't turn the economy on until you give us this new power. And then there'll be a year later even more. speak to that and the direct carbon tax that's now passed the House.
Okay, well, first of all, we're in a fascist economy right now in terms of the reason things are the way they are. Mussolini said that fascism should more properly be called corporatism, and that is when corporations and the government are in league together to basically exploit the common people, to extract wealth from them, to basically grind them down into poverty and grab all the goodies for themselves. That's why we're seeing this. As far as the Federal Reserve is concerned, we had Bernanke just last week implying that the Federal Reserve will crash the economy before they allow themselves to be audited. So they're trying to play the doomsday card on that. So really, we're a country that can't earn any money anymore. So the people in power are simply using any means they can to grab what is left and pull it to themselves.
By the way, he didn't imply. He said it is basically a dictatorship. If Congress tries Article 1, Section 8 is Congress expressed power to control the money supply or economic policy, that is an undue seizure of power. That's Congress seizing power, is this quote, and that the economy would go into depression and implode. So he's openly saying, look, I got a gun to your country's head. I run things. Sit down and shut up.
Well, the Federal Reserve or the central banks, because we've had central banks before the Federal Reserve, but if you look at this lineup of history where Andrew Jackson revoked the charter of an earlier central bank because it was doing to the United States exactly what the Federal Reserve is doing today. It was impoverishing the ordinary working people. It was pulling all the money to itself. It was above any control. Andrew Jackson revoked the charter. He survived an assassination attempt. Then you had Abraham Lincoln, who issued his greenbacks so he wouldn't plunge the country into debt to the central bank that was in existence then. He was assassinated and his greenbacks destroyed immediately. John F. Kennedy signed Executive Order 11110, issuing a new form of silver certificate, a debt-free currency for the American people to use. 5 months later, he was assassinated, and the U.S. notes that Kennedy created were pulled out of circulation. So there's an ongoing pattern here of a war going on between the bankers and the civilian government. And right now, our Congress appears to have changed sides and is working with the banks against the people. And that is fascism.
Well, it certainly is. And I'm going to go to some calls, but I wanted to bring this up to you. Senate blocks bill to audit the Fed as government prepares for a second round of looting. Paul Joseph Watson, July 7th. PrisonPlanet.com. It's up there right now, and he has links to all their statements. And the vice president is saying we need a second round. They're going to bill in the media a second round of stimulus. Oh, the economy was worse than we thought. We need more money. But wait, the actual banker bailout, as it was called, we truly named it, the properly named it, the banker takeover, it said unlimited money, no oversight. The private Federal Reserve could steal as much money as it wanted. Now they won't say where the money went, but they, at the same time, publicly give it to Goldman Sachs and AIG and others. So they're taking it in private bonuses, record bonuses. So to simplify it, they got all the money and power earlier. Now they want the power to forcibly pirate and commandeer the rest of industry and the economy. That was a beta test, GM and Chrysler, to see if they could get away with that. And then now the Senate's saying there'll be no vote in the Senate on H.R. 1207 to audit the private Fed. Instead, we're going to bill this as stimulus too and give them the dictatorial power in the fall, right when they're going to be fear-mongering about the bird flu and staging attacks on God knows what country, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of fear-mongering. There's a lot of distractions. Michael Jackson's obviously one of them. The government and the bankers are terrified that the American people may be waking up a little bit faster than they were hoping. And the bottom line is, and I hate to be the one to say this, because a major reason I've worked at what really happened for all these years was to avoid any kind of a violent revolution coming to this United States by encouraging our government and our industry to act a little bit more responsibly. Sadly, I don't think that's worked out. I think we are coming up on a point where we're going to see violence in the streets of America. And I don't like it, but I don't see any way to avoid it at this point.
And that's why the attorney general is out giving speeches saying, we're going to put you without judge, without jury, without charges, without arrest on list, and you're going to be homeless. And if you get uppity, we're going to send a SWAT team to kill you. I mean, that's, and they're federalizing everywhere and openly saying, forget Al-Qaeda. We're not worried about them now. It's you. it's conservatives, it's gun owners, it's libertarians. The Army's coming after you now. And the Army suddenly is in all the major police departments, CIA local offices. I mean, hell is being released. But, Mike, they're just going to keep pushing and pushing. They want a conflict. See, why do they want a conflict? Or do you disagree? You think they just don't understand what they're about to do? Clearly they know what they're doing. They're gearing up for it.
Well, I think they're gearing up against a possible revolt, but I'm pretty sure their ideal would be that we, the American people, will just knuckle under and surrender completely, and they won't have to go to that open force in the streets. Because the instant the guns start firing in the streets of America, the rest of the country is definitely going to wake up. Remember what Kent State did to the consciousness of America. The government does not want a new Kent State. They are preparing for a worst-case scenario of a mass public uprising. I think they're still convinced that they can complete the encirclement and enslavement of America without having to fire a shot, and that that is their ideal. Because once the shooting starts, then all the pretext and all the illusion is gone completely.
But here's really the problem. The problem. The king ace. The ace of spades in the hole. And I predicted this years ago because I know the enemy's mind. I thought of the most dastardly, wicked, deceptive things, and then that's always what they actually do. And I've said they're going to have supposed militias attack schools and attack aid food convoys. As things break down, they're going to have militias attack convoys. And they'll even put out fake videos. Oh, look, the militia filmed this themselves. It'll really be Black Ops doing it. And then they're going to say, oh, look, here's the militia killing the veteran trying to deliver food to the children. Since I predicted that, I've seen them do drills on attacking schools unannounced, saying we're homeschoolers here to kill you, freaking the kids out, you know, the police with under federal grants. I've seen the Army in Missouri doing drills of militias attacking medical convoys in the U.S. So they're drilling the cops and doing IED training that the veterans and gun owners are going to attack them. And then they're going to go, and then the feds are going to go out, or black op mercs, they've already been caught in Iraq doing this, and Afghanistan, and they're going to kill our own troops. And I think the troops are going to buy it, and I think they're going to go ahead and just start killing us.
I don't think so. And the reason is because the government has been caught lying so many times. I mean, right now, anytime somebody sees something on the news, like the violence in Iran, that was a coup d'etat that just fell flat on its face, because the people who were watching the faked videos and everything were saying, why would these people do something so obviously intended to create hostility and resistance to our agenda and our policy?
Listen, I agree with you that it's not going to go well for them, but the Michael Jackson fans, the idiots, are going to buy it. The people that don't know what country this is and just go, they're going to believe anything they're told. So I'm just saying we got to get ready for it.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
You notice our corporate whore media never criticizes China anymore for its police state activities, because they're partners in crime, partners in eugenics. At least 140 people machine gunned by Chinese troops, because they're the farmers and people have a tiny piece of land the communists let them keep, like a half acre on average. They're just coming in and stealing it. The people are fighting back and beating the cops. So then they just bring in Chinese troops from another province to mow them all down. But you won't see that on the news. It's up on Infowars.com. You'll only hear about Michael Jackson. In fact, that nightmare celebration is going on right now for the snapping turtle. Let's go ahead and cut to the snapping turtle.
He raised the bar and then broke the bar.
He raised the bar and then broke the bar. For what? Giving kids Jesus juice in his maximum security bedroom?
Entertainment into another stratosphere.
Oh, just turn it off. Just turn it off. I mean, it's all about fakeness and being part of Michael. And I may live in a hovel and be drinking sodium fluoride and taking cancer virus shots in my vaccines, but I'm with Michael. It's all this groupthink. I'm sick of it. Be an individual. Like the freak show for Obama or McCain or Bush. Idiot conservatives would sell their mother out if they, you know, were worshiping some. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm out of control. We got 2 segments left with our guest. Michael in Texas, you're on the air, Michael. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hello?
Hello, Michael.
Hello?
Yeah, hello, Michael. Hey. Hello, Michael. Yes. Hello, Michael.
Are you there?
Yes, Michael.
No. Hey, I wanted to say that about a week ago or whatever, on your website, you had a story about the blimps with the cameras, you know, that they're going to put over us. I don't remember the exact title or the storyline for, but I woke up like 2 days ago, my alarm went off, and on CBS radio, Collin County, the sheriff's department in Collin County, has ordered two of those spy blimps to fly over.
But see, I go on national radio shows and they laugh at me, and I go, I have MSNBC, and they go, doesn't exist. Michael Jackson, though, does. The bankers are raping us. My children have no future. I love it. I'm an idiot. Ha! Yes.
But I just wanted to report that in. That, I mean, just so nobody can say that you're a liar or world. I mean, it's like
they'll say I'm a liar because they're into being suckers. They love being scammed, Michael. They're like baby ducks. You ever seen a baby duck? You ever seen a baby duck when you're out fishing and all of a sudden there's a splash and it's gone? Snapping turtle. I've seen it. Michael Jackson right under the water.
I wanted to say that
baby duck coming by. I'm sorry.
A couple weeks ago, when they were going around doing like a warrant roundups, they mentioned that they were even going to arrest people because their animal, if your animals weren't properly vaccinated, that they were going to round you up.
Yes, in fact, we have a newspaper. I had it on the table, and then somebody ran off with it. Did anybody ever find busted the newspaper they have in Austin now? Austinites don't read about news. They have a weekly magazine newspaper about everybody busted and making fun of everybody, and they have announcements. Pay your tickets or you'll be arrested. There's a roundup. So when there's a real roundup of political dissidents, folks will read the newspaper about it and like it. It's gladiatorial, getting you into being enslaved, getting you into the whole economy being the police state. Mike Rivera.
Yeah, it is. The blimps are overhead. I mean, the helicopters. When we left Los Angeles, our memory was that every night there'd be helicopters overhead at night with the searchlights going on, and we know they had the thermographs and the night vision up there. And when we first moved to Hawaii, and we live on the island of Oahu, and it was very nice and peaceful and quiet. Now all of a sudden we're starting to hear more and more of the helicopters at night. We're starting to see the searchlights, and
it's about a presence. It's about them letting you know, look, this is pimp game. We own you. Pay us the money. Take the shots. Die of cancer. We're the government. We love you a lot. Sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
I just want to say I support you all. Y'all are great. I love your show, Alex. Everything is great. I get the videos. I put them out. I do what I can do to fight the new world
order. God, that's evil. Just take your shots, sir. The government just trying to help you. You people just need to do what you're told. Especially Mike Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com. And please don't visit InfoWars.com. My God!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Don't worry, in 30 minutes I'll give you more Michael Jackson coverage. I'm just joking. I know our audience is great folks, very intelligent, very informed. Chinese troops kill 140 in Xinjiang, or Xinjiang. At least 140 people have been killed in rioting in China's northwestern region, with the government blaming exiled separatists for the traditionally Muslim area's worst case of unrest in years. Hundreds of people have been arrested, the official news agency said, after protesters from the Uyghur minority took the streets of the regional capital on Sunday, burning and smashing vehicles and shops and clashing with anti-riot police. In terms of China's domestic economy, it is a remote place and it does not have a big impact, China said. Folks, this is happening all over China every day. Their people are sick of the corruption. And it's always over some Communist Party chief owning half the town and his son raping women, or, you know, I mean, or robbing people. It's always the spoiled, rotten kids of Boss Hogg doing this. And we're getting sick of the Boss Hogs here, too. Mike Rivero, what's going to happen to the Boss Hogg? I mean, is this the age of Boss Hogg with high technology? Is Boss Hogg going to rule? And openly, are we going to carry him around with their pot bellies and we're going to worship him? Or are we going to defeat the Boss Hogs?
Well, I always think back to a statement that Gandhi used to make, which is that tyrants and dictators have always been around in history, and for a time they can seem to be, you know, almighty and all powerful, but eventually they always fall, and sometimes just through their own incompetence and corruption and rot, because when you rise to power, you draw around you all kinds of people who want power and want wealth, and eventually that structure almost becomes too heavy to sustain, no matter how powerful the central ruler is. And in that lies the fall of basically every empire.
But the average American doesn't even know what an empire is. They think that's a conspiracy term. I mean, I literally talk to newspaper reporters now, and it's like they're mind control drones or something, Mike. I mean, I'm not even that smart, and it's like I'm like some genius creature above all these children now and they're just running around guzzling fluoride, giggling. I mean,
well, it's amazing, but you know, I actually taught out here at the University of Hawaii for a while, and I got to see the media department up close, and it has certainly changed, because I took journalism when I was in college many, many, many years ago, and it was about going out and get the story and get the facts, make sure you've got everything accurate. Today, they're teaching them how to do their hair and put on the makeup and where the lighting should be and how to look really good on the camera. And we've certainly seen it in the
corporate
media.
How to read a government press release.
The reality is basically what comes through that computer on their desk. A while ago, one of the network affiliates, I tried to give them one of the deception dollars at the height of the Bush regime, and absolutely wouldn't touch it, wasn't interested, and said, if I touch that, it's my job. So the people working in the corporate media, they know where the line is, and they know what
they're
told to say.
They want to be slaves. They want to pimp us out and pimp themselves out.
It's
problem
money
is,
and it's fame.
The problem is, though, when you just have a sellout attitude, the wolves come. Don't they understand that when you don't stand for anything, you get run over big time?
They don't see what's coming at the end. They don't understand what Stalin meant by the useful idiots. They figure it's a good ride now. I've got money now. I've got fame now. I'm going to be a big, huge star. They look at people like Dan Rather, who basically rose to fame lying about the headshot to John F. Kennedy, and he had this wonderful career. That's what they want, and they've made the decision. They will do as they are told in order to get that wealth and fame.
Well, they're definitely getting desperate when the attorney general comes out and says, I'm just going to ban conservatives owning guns. And basically, that's what they're doing. We're going to selectively, extrajudicially ban you owning guns. I mean, this is going to blow up in their face. This is not going to work. But, I mean, to see them trying to have a Soviet-style takeover of the U.S. or a fascist takeover, whatever you want to call it, to see a real attempted takeover is something to behold. Mike Rivera, WhatReallyHappened.com. Always great having you pop in with us. Thanks for coming on to cover Snapping Turtle today with us.
Thank you very much for having me. I look forward to it again.
It's always good to have you here. Okay, we're going to get into Barack Obama and what he's up to, then back into Michael Jackson.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today. Or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water, right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system.
A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks. It really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on InfoWars.com for special pricing.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to be talking to Dr. Francis Boyle here in just a minute or two. Just until the bottom of the hour, then we'll take some more calls, get into all the other important news. We're talking to him about Barack Obama, state of the world, geopolitical landscape as he sees it here in just a moment. First off, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made today's transmission possible. One of them is ecolablue.com. Ecolablue.com, atmospheric water generator for your home, pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure clean water without the fluoride and limited water from the humidity in the air. Know exactly what you are drinking. The machine produces up to 28 liters of water, 7.5 gallons a day. The generated water is passed through 7 filters, including reverse osmosis and carbon. Simple to use, no chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH, your own source of clean drinking water. They also have little solar power generators if you want to be completely off the grid with this system. Check them out at ecolablue, ecolablue.com, or give them a call, 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. I have one here in the office, and I absolutely love it. Okay, let's go ahead now and go to our guest. His latest book is Tackling America's Toughest Questions, Alternative Media Interviews, Francis A. Boyle. And his past interviews with us have made national news attention. Francis Anthony Boyle is a professor of international law at University of Illinois College of Law. He also went to school with all the big neocons. He can tell you about them. Boyle is known for taking a number of highly controversial positions on various issues, international law. He's also helped write some of the major United States treaties, including on biological weapons. And he's an expert on what's happening right now in the United States Nations with Iran. And I want to ask him about government-sponsored terror. I know Iran's been suing the United States for staging terror attacks, which the U.S. admits they've been staging in Iran. The United States has also been caught shipping in Wahhabist terrorists now into Iraq to attack our troops. I mean, the magnitude of this is so huge. So I wanted to talk about that with him, just the overall geopolitical situation, what he thinks of Obama, better than Bush, worse than Bush. Dr. Francis Boyle, thank you for joining us.
Well, Alex, thank you very much for having me on in my best to your listening audience.
Okay, you heard me throw out all those points. Where should we start? Let's talk about Obama.
Right. What we're seeing here is continuity in policy across the board with Bush. They're obviously they're smoother in terms of public relations. And media, which is why Obama won the Democratic primary and the election. But in terms of policies, not really much change. Here in the United States domestically, most important for us, all the key elements of the Bush police state that we have discussed before remain in place. And in fact, Obama, who is a lawyer, used to teach constitutional law, although at the University of Chicago, which is the home for the neocons, and where he derives many of his advisors in economics and things of this nature, ordered his lawyers to go into court, and instead of abandoning or reversing the Bush positions, continue to ratify them in federal courts all over the country. Indeed, his Solicitor General, Elena Kagan from Harvard Law School, the former dean there, is a lackey for Larry Summers. That when Summers was president of Harvard, he put her in power. She immediately turned around and hired one of these torture lawyers out of the Bush administration, a guy named Goldsmith, that many of us in the profession believe is a war criminal. I tried to stop it. She hired him anyway because both Larry Summers and Kagan, even as of today, fully support the bogus Bush war on terrorism. And in her capacity then as Solicitor General, she works with the Attorney General, but basically is in charge of litigation strategy throughout United States federal courts, especially at the Supreme Court and the Court of Appeals. And if you follow all the cases since they came to power, there have been no change, no breakthroughs, no nothing. They're going to reconstitute the kangaroo courts in Guantanamo. In addition, Obama is worse than Bush in that now he and his administration have publicly raised instituting preventive detention here in the United States of America. To the best of my knowledge, the Bush administration had not yet gone that far. So, in other words, they're going to be importing the kangaroo court system on Guantanamo, which so far we have only applied to aliens, moving it in here to the territory of the United States of America and potentially applying it to United States citizens. And, you know, Obama, as I said, taught con law at the University of Chicago. That law school is completely right-wing. I went there as an undergrad. Actually, I was accepted there to law school. Thank heaven I got a Harvard Law School, which is a bit more progressive than that place. So he knows exactly what he's doing. And he's continuing to construct the architecture of a police state here in America. As for abroad, continuity of policy, more threats, provocation, intimidation, destabilization of Iran. This was orchestrated, as we know, out of the White House, where he had this fellow, Jared Cohn, who worked for the policy planning division, ordered Twitter to remain open so it could be used as a tool to destabilize Iran. The Policy Planning Bureau is headed by Anne-Marie Slaughter, behind me at Harvard Law School, another neocon. While she was dean at the Woodrow Wilson School, she openly and publicly mongered for war against Iraq, did everything she could in her capacity using the name of her deanship, and also as president of the American Society of International Law to support a war of aggression against Iraq. Up to and including assassinating Saddam Hussein, murdering a head of state, which is an international crime. Condi Rice put her on, I believe it was one of her democracy promotion committees. And we all know that means regime change. So she's now there at the State Department. At the State Department for the destabilization of Iran was, of course, Dennis Ross, a longtime neocon agent for the Israeli government. I was up against him at the Middle East peace negotiations from 1991 to 93. Ross is more loyal to Israel than he is to the United States. He did such a wonderful job starting this destabilization against Iran over the election that he has now been moved to the White House and promoted. And he is Obama's right-hand man now, orchestrating U.S. policy toward this entire region. It's not just Iran, but the Gulf and Central Asia.
Okay, Dr. Boyle.
Yeah.
I mean, this is all incredible info you're laying out, and you've worked in and around all these people, so you're the expert to have on. But in our limited time, I want to digress back.
Sure.
And then continue forward. I mean, you were hopeful with Obama. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, a conservative, was hopeful. Many people were because Bush had been so horrid. Are you saying, though, from your educated perspective in so many of these fields, that clearly, I mean, to me, he is the ultimate left cover closer to kind of keep the empire going and expanding and to really cement the horrible police state measures here in the United States, the wiretapping, the secret arrest, the Northcom, the military openly announcing local CIA offices opening up. I mean, I feel like I've entered some alternate dimension of police state So I'd like you to specifically speak to that. And then suddenly the left that decried Bush is in love with the jackboot.
Right. Well, I think you are right about Obama. If you saw the summit there in Moscow. Obama is kind of like Medvedev, who's a figurehead for the people who put him in power. We know in Russia the real power is Putin and the KGB. Putin used to be head of the KGB, once KGB, always KGB.
So it was a puppet meeting. I mean, that's what I thought this morning watching, and I said, right. Oh, look, the two bookends, the two puppets are together.
And his top advisor on Russia is a neocon named McFaul from the Hoover Institute, where Condi Rice came from and has now returned to. So it's a revolving door of neocons.
So where is all this going? We know he kept Gates, and we know it's neocon. You're right there. Where does this go now? Who are they going to attack next?
Well, I regret to say, if you listen to Vice President Biden's statement, it looks like it's going to be Iran. You know, he basically said, gave a green light for Israel to attack Iran. Today, the Speaker of the Iranian Parliament said, well, we will treat any attack upon us by Israel as an attack by the United States. Interestingly enough, during the Cuban Missile Crisis, the Kennedy administration took the position that any attack upon the United States or its allies by Cuba will be treated as an attack by the Soviet Union. And there will be retaliation by the against the Soviet Union. So, you know, this is very dangerous, what is going on right now in Iran.
And then Obama may not even have to stage terror attacks. There might actually be some real ones that he can use that to clamp down on us. Final segment with Dr. Francis Boyle. I wish we had him for longer, but he's about to go out of town. Just amazing info here. But none of this matters. Michael Jackson's what matters. The economy's collapsing. They're about to start World War III, but...
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold through retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
I'm going to keep Dr. Boyle till 40 after, so this segment, part of the next, then your phone calls and all the other news. Dr. Boyle, I want to get into government-sponsored terror with you, and also what will happen, because I know you research a lot of the research material out there on what will happen if Iran is hit and what their response will probably be or what some of those possible responses could be. And I apologize to the audience, because this is more important than Michael Jackson, in my humble opinion, you know, going into a depression in World War III. But I also wanted to get into just this basic fact. It seems like everything's happening. They're setting up a Federal Reserve dictatorship with the, quote, second bailout, where they can seize any business they want. They're taking over the water supply. They're taking over free speech. The hate crime bill passed the House. It says if you hurt someone's feelings, the feds can arrest you. I mean, it seems like as bad as Bush was, it's 10 times worse under Obama. From your perspective, is that an accurate statement?
I wouldn't say it's 10 times worse. What I would say, Alex, is that they're just continuing and compounding the trends that we saw under Bush. We have to understand who is behind Obama. Obama studied for 2 years at Columbia University, where his mentor was Zbigniew Brzezinski, all right? And behind Brzezinski is, of course, David Rockefeller, okay? It was David Rockefeller who set up the Trilateral Commission and appointed Brzezinski as the executive director, and they then co-opted the Georgia governor, Jimmy Carter, and turned him into being president. Where do you think Obama came from? It's the same thing all over again. Likewise, Kissinger. General Jones, the national security advisor, has stated that he takes directions from Kissinger every day. Who is behind Kissinger? Two sources, primary sources behind Kissinger. One, he was in Army Carlier Intelligence in World War II. So effectively, he's a spook. Two, David Rockefeller. And Kissinger is an alleged Republican, although he also worked for Nelson Rockefeller. He was a switch hitter between the Democrats and the Republicans.
Wasn't David Rockefeller also in intelligence, evidence shows?
I do not know if David Rockefeller himself was or was not. But Kissinger was denied tenure at Harvard originally, and he went to work for David Rockefeller, and he was put on the Rockefeller family payroll. And he is still advising the Obama administration. We also know from Bob Woodward's book that President Bush Jr. Was being advised by Kissinger as well, indeed was probably his most important and influential advisor. We also know that, a matter of public record, Kissinger is advising the German Pope. So you tie all the dots together here, and, you know, what do you come up with? As I said, you come up with a continuity of, you know, the plutocracy running the show like the Rockefellers, and then having the money to pay for the brain power like Kissinger and Brzezinski and their proteges to do the dirty work for them. And that's pretty much what's going on. And Obama, you know, he mm-hmm. fits right there. Just like Jimmy Carter was a new face, a clean man, et cetera, you know, about his reputation when he ran for president and then what happened. But you really have to look at the people behind Obama. You know, it's a bit like the Wizard of Oz here. You know, who's pulling the strings?
Well, exactly. You say it much better than I did. And
I'm sorry,
that's what it is. It's just
beforehand, Alex. But you know, you just have to look at the same cast of characters. You know, Kissinger and Brzezinski have effectively been running either the South. Madeleine Albright, for example, was a Brzezinski protege. When you know she, you're familiar with Madeleine Albright.
Sure,
again,
former Secretary of
Brzezinski
State.
Is Rockefeller. Brzezinski has no money, no power. Kissinger has no money, no power. But they were co-opted by intelligence agencies and plutocrats like Rockefeller to run the empire and the police state for them.
And so the reason we've got a break and a final segment with you, Dr. Boyle, the reason it's getting so bad is that's just the program. We're just marching deeper down. But clearly they're accelerating the whole program. So we'll ask you what the end game, what the great game is, when we get back, and about government-sponsored terror, and what will this look like if they do hit Iran? What some of the possible outcomes of that are with our guest.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you.
You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
All right, final segment with Dr. Francis Boyle. His new book is out, Tackling America's Toughest Questions, Alternative Media Interviews. Him to briefly tell you about that in a few minutes before he goes. But on the subject of the Chicago Business School, where all these people come from, and you went to school with all these individuals, you were telling me during the break about how this really all goes back to the Rockefellers. Then I briefly wanted to talk about government-sponsored terror. Iran on record having the United States stage terror attacks inside of it. And I guess the American people are ignorant of that or comfortable with it. And what an attack on Iran will cause.
Yeah, well, if the United States either itself or with Israel or Israel unilaterally attacks Iran, you'll see the entire Middle East blow up, everywhere from Gaza. And by the way, a good deal of the Middle East is already in flame now, Iraq, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. And notice Obama put the well-known neocon Richard Holbrooke in charge of Afghanistan and Pakistan, and Holbrooke has now spread the Afghanistan war into Pakistan, deliberately and on purpose, has created a total humanitarian catastrophe for 2 million completely innocent Pakistanis, and is destabilizing Pakistan, very much like what was done with Iraq. Iraq has been destabilized, effectively carved up into three pieces, and neutralized. So you have a war in Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan already. If Iran is attacked, the entire Persian Gulf everywhere will blow up, at least from Egypt over to India. This whole area will become a war zone. And you recall when President Bush was in power, at that time President Putin, the KGB agent, went over to Iran and said he did not believe Iran was developing nuclear weapons. Whereupon President Bush got up and publicly threatened World War III over Iran's nuclear program, that everyone agrees they're not developing nuclear weapons. But he threatened World War III. Now, clearly, Iran is not capable of waging World War III. That threat was directed at then-President Putin.
And then saying, we saw 888. We saw that sneak attack.
Saying, right, that we the United States, are prepared to take over Iran and risk World War III with you, Russia, and you better understand it. Just soon thereafter, then, President Putin gave a press conference responding to the proposal to deploy these ABM systems in Europe, which, by the way, yesterday Obama indicated under McFaul's influence they still were not going to give up. President Putin said, you know, if you keep these things in Europe, you are risking another Cuban Missile Crisis. And, you know, I lived through the Cuban Missile Crisis. I remember it quite well. The world came, you know, within a hairbreadth of destruction. So that is what we right now are facing under Obama with these characters that he has in power surrounding him. And, of course, if the whole Middle East blows up and there are also, you know, terrorist attacks launched by Iran in Europe, you'll have the immediate imposition of a de jure police state here in America. Remember,
and I guarantee you, they're probably going to try to come arrest you, right? They're going to try to come arrest you.
Yeah, I'm on the terrorist watch list. That's correct. I'm on a list of 4,000 select people at the top of the CIA, FBI terrorist watch list. And yes, the CIA has set off offices all over the country. They've come in here, me, to interrogate me and try to get me to become an informant on my Arab and Muslim clients, which I refuse to do. It would have violated my ethical obligations as an attorney and their constitutional rights. So they put me on this terrorist watch list.
And the CIA is not supposed to be operating domestically, and they're putting local army in every major police department now and putting it in the news. I mean, they are really getting ready.
They're brazen about this. And then you've already mentioned coordinating this with NORTHCOM. So what? And I believe it was Cheney who said that, you know, if there's a terrorist attack, he'll blame it on Iran. You know, it was Tommy Franks who said after 9/11, General Tommy Franks, America is just one terrorist attack away from a military state. You know, he said that, and I think he knew what he was talking about. A military takeover of the country. He said the American people will demand it. So it would be, you know, even worse than, say, what we saw in World War II, internment of Japanese American citizens and things of that nature. You know, it would be very serious.
So it's the perfect takeover. They get to move their chess pieces around the world, destabilize the planet, use proxy states, kamikazes, bombard other nations from the air, and have domestic police state crackdowns in Airstrip 1 England and the United States, and put out DHS lists leaking liberals, conservatives, gun owners, openly say Homeland Brigade, openly turn the United States into a total police state. My God, they are really doing it. Do you think they'll get away with it? I mean, are these guys so bold? Is there no end? Is the public mesmerized by Michael Jackson? Will America completely descend into total military rule?
Well, I'm afraid they've been mesmerized by Barack Obama. You know, you have to look at what Obama and his henchmen and his henchwomen are doing here, and not what Obama is saying. He's a far smoother political character than Bush was. You know, at least Bush, you know, pretty much said what he meant what he said, and you know, you could really see it. Whereas with Obama, the rhetoric, the propaganda, the press conferences, very smooth, very reassuring, but the policies, as you point out, are just continuing and, in some extent, accelerating. Even Senator McCain in the campaign, when Obama said that he was going to launch a tax on Pakistan, Senator McCain, to his credit, criticized Obama and said he was not going to do that. And you have this massive escalation in Afghanistan now. No authorization from the UN Security Council. No authorization from the United States Congress is required by the War Powers Resolution. And then expanding the war into Pakistan, very reminiscent of the massive escalation into Vietnam. Indeed, today they admitted, well, yeah, we really need about at least 100,000 American troops in Afghanistan. Well, the Soviets had 100,000 troops in Afghanistan, and they still lost. You know, this is very dangerous. And like Nixon then, spreading the Vietnam War to Cambodia, setting off a coup d'etat there, resulting in the Khmer Rouge coming to power and genocide.
Which Brzezinski brags he supported. And then that goes back to the Rockefellers again. In closing, then, Dr. Boyle, does it look 60-40, 60% chance they're going to go ahead and launch World War III? I mean, what do we do to put pressure on them? Is there any hope, or is it just all the fad of Obama, and that's the end of it, and that's the end of the republic?
Well, I think, you know, it really is up to you and me and the American citizens. Most American people here don't want war against Iran. We don't want World War III. And we're going to have to get organized and stop these people. I also noticed, even in the Pentagon, Admiral Mullen, in response to the Biden threat against Iran, said that, you know, an attack on Iran would be a bad idea. So, I think, in their heart of hearts, the professional military people realize this would be insane. But, hey, the war against Iraq was insane, too.
That goes back to Fox Fallon. That goes back to Fox Fallon. Fallon, he didn't want to attack Iran and resigned over that. So
Bush fired him. That's pretty clear. Bush got rid of him and forced Admiral Fallon out because he was going public with the Bush neocon plans to attack Iran, and Admiral Fallon did the best he could to blow the whistle and stop it. To I think his great credit.
So that's the silver lining,
Admiral Fallon.
So that's the silver lining in this cloud, is that the neocons, one, and now the neocons, two, reincarnated with the slicker, kind of new order closer, Barack Obama, they're almost giving orders like Hitler to armies that don't exist, or will they just go ahead and give the order and it's going to be followed?
I really don't know. I don't even know if they know. You know, if the Pentagon were ordered to attack Iran, would they carry out that order? Clearly, Fallon made it clear he wasn't going to do it. The problem there, however, is the neocon connection with Israel, which is why Biden's threat is so dangerous, that if the neocons, and Biden's one of them, conclude that the Pentagon would not attack Iran and resist the orders, they'll just have Israel do it. And then, you know, Iran will retaliate against us and the war will be off.
Well, I mean, I'm no geopolitical whiz kid, but this is in sheer insanity to attack Iran, especially if you even believe the CIA's assessment. They're 7 years from a primitive nuke, and then you find out the West helped give North Korea its nukes with the same old suspects, Donald Rumsfeld on the board of ABB. They're out there throwing down guns to these third world countries like an old Western villain and then saying, pick up the gun, kid, so they can shoot them. And it's obvious the real target is having a war so they can domestically loot us but have the rally around the flag effect.
I'm afraid you're right. Yeah, as Bush said, a dictatorship is a lot easier as long as he's a dictator, sure.
Now the people are waking up to Obama, though. I mean, his polls are dropping. A lot of people are figuring out that the cult of Obama is a fraud, is a scam. But then that almost encourages him to go ahead and launch a war, doesn't it?
I really don't know. I think, you know, the signs are not very good, especially the Biden threat.
Okay.
It was just reprehensible. And I think, for the good of our republic and for the good of humanity, we're going to have to go all out and stop the this neocon agenda for war against Iran and the destabilization and crack up of Pakistan. Understand, Pakistan has nukes. Who knows what would happen if Pakistan were to crack up.
All right. Well, we appreciate Dr. Francis A. Boyle joining us briefly. Tell us about the new book, Tackling America's Toughest Questions, Alternative Media Interviews.
Right. This book tries to go back to September 11th. It starts there and deals with all the atrocities that the Bush administration and his neocons inflicted on the United States Constitution, the Bill of Rights, international law, and human rights, and world order, literally until they walked out of office by giving Israel the green light to blow up Gaza and literally exterminate 1,400 Gazans for nothing at all. And then, you know, there's a brief conclusion, you know, where I say you know, that unfortunately it looks like under Obama we're going to have a continuation of many of the Bush policies sort of flavored by a lot of the Clinton people. And remember, the Clinton people, all the Clinton foreign affairs people, these are the sons and the daughters of the best and the brightest that gave us the Vietnam War, as documented by David Halberstam. Remember, McNamara just died yesterday. I'd encourage you to read The Best and the Brightest. John Kennedy was elected president, recruited the best and the brightest from Harvard, and they gave us the Vietnam War. They gave us the Cuban Missile Crisis. They gave us ICBMs and SLBMs, et cetera. So this is the next generation of these elitists. And Obama is one of them, you know, a bright young man from Harvard Law School, a charming wife, you know, I forget, Jackie went to Vassar. Well, Michelle, you know, went to Princeton and Harvard Law School. And, you know, it looks like a bit of history all over again.
God help us. Well, I hope to talk to you again in the near future. Take care, doctor.
All right. Thanks a lot, Alex. Again, my best to your listening audience. But, you know, let's get out there and get organized. That's what we have to do. We have to stop these people.
Absolutely. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, that's what they do. They wrap themselves in the flag and then just engage in every treason you can imagine while looting and robbing the public. And they say, hey, look, the Iranians look different from us. Let's kill them. And the average American says, okay, let's murder them. Yeah, that sounds powerful. That sounds manly. And they can't even find Iran on a map. So the CIA stages some shootings and, you know, stay out of their business. Leave them alone. The criminals that run our country are running around handing weapons out to anybody that will take them. So they have an excuse to then go later have a war with them. So they can sell weapon systems. I mean, God help us. You know, the CIA was founded by all of the people from Yale. And the rest of the government's run by all these people from Harvard. And they just think they're God's gift. They're going to shoot us up with their vaccines. They're going to put the fluoride in our water. They're going to start their wars. They're going to just arrogantly stomp all over us and tell us how to live our lives. Well, I'm not your slave. I'm sick of your warmongering. And I'm sick of you squeezing this country dry for your global government. They sacrificed the United States' credit and name and industrial might to fund the world government. And now they're done with us. We're on our last leg. And they're just running out the company credit card. They're just running up the debt in our name while they got all the real assets for it. And it's just an abominable crime. Meanwhile, the general public is just telling us how wonderful Michael Jackson is, how he's a hero to black people, a hero to anybody. This is disgusting. And they've got him up on CNN like he's Jesus or something walking on the water. It's just so sick. They give us death. Michael Jackson is a death culture. Michael Jackson I would expect in hell to be locked in a jail cell with Michael Jackson. I mean, Michael Jackson is hell. Fake, phony. These idiots are on TV wearing gloves like his. I mean, it's just sick.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender.
All canned food supplies
will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
I said I'd get more into Michael Jackson, and I said I'd take your phone calls, and we got John Reese Davies coming up. We got some video clips of him in Raiders of the Lost Ark and his Gimli. We need to pull up a John Reese Davies in Raiders of the Lost Ark or a Gimli clip for folks as that comes up. In fact, I want you guys to go ahead and call him in about 3-4 minutes. I want to go ahead and start getting him on for the start of the next hour. This is the type of news I have in my stack. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Would you pledge your soul as collateral? Reuters. This is real. This is not The Onion. Ready to give your soul for a loan in these difficult economic times in Latvia, where the crisis has raged more than the rest of the European Union, you can. See, by bringing in tyranny and financial degradation, people will do anything. And the general public will slit your throat for your money. The government will say it's legal to steal. If you do it for us, they'll put uniforms on, and then they're coming. They're coming for all of us. All these fad-driven people, they'll kill for a cell phone, folks. This is why they turned us into immoral slobs and told us torture was good. And we have given our souls up for this new world order. And it's crap. You give your soul up, and then all you get is to go to the Michael Jackson funeral, which sounds like pure torture. Put it up on screen again. Clients have to sign a contract with the words agreement in bold letters at top. Client agrees to collateral that it's his immortal soul. The company would not deploy debt collectors to get his money back if people refuse to repay and promise no physical violence. Signatories only would have to give their first name and do not show any documents. If they do give it back, what can you do? And it goes on. Now this is a smart loan shark knowing that people are very superstitious, that they're probably statistically going to pay it back. See, it's all superstition. It's all flim-flam. It's all garbage. It's all fake trash scams. And that's what we've turned into, the most conned, manipulated planet. Desperate residents in the recession-hit Baltic state of Latvia are willing to sell their souls in order to obtain small loans. Put that up on screen for people from Yahoo and Reuters. I mean, people won't believe it. They'll just... I can't believe this. I can't believe that people would stand in line and to go in and see Michael Jackson and pay for tickets to see his to see some music sung by his idiotic family. I mean, I just can't believe people don't value their liberty and freedom, and that we're being totally conquered by offshore banks. They're about to start World War III. And I'm a weirdo because I don't want World War III. I'd be normal if I liked Michael Jackson. and if I yelled and screamed all day about football. Before I end this hour and come back with our next guest, I want to tell you about one of our sponsors that makes the show possible. It's homegain.com. Check out Max, the little orange gorilla, on Infowars.com. It is a free website, HOMEGAIN.com, homegain.com today. And they're just great folks. They have the street view to check out the house you're wanting to buy or look at in the neighborhood. They have the home sale maximizer, tells you the best upgrades to your house for the cheapest price to get the best resale value on it. It's got another system where you can put in your home address, and it tells you what realtors really think your house is worth, what the real market value is. HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. And lastly here, I want to tell you about the fine sponsor, FrontSight.com. You can go to FrontSight.com and check out their free handgun deal they've got. This is the biggest, most successful, better than law enforcement, military shooting training facility run by the millionaire patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. FrontSight.com. Check it out today. Get your free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice as part of this offer. FrontSight.com. That's FrontSight.com. Or there's banners up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to the great folks at FrontSight. They got a lot of other great free stuff on the site, like a free newsletter. Be sure and check out FrontSight.com. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Syndicated across the United States and simulcasting right now over the web at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm Alex Jones, and for the next few segments, we have John Reese Davies coming on, and then later we have the director and producer of the film Reclaiming the Blade coming on the radio show as well. When the director contacted me and said he liked the radio show and that he'd like me to see his film, I was flattered. I had a chance to see it. It's really the history of swords, the whole culture, chivalry. And then when I saw that John Reese Davies was in it, this is the guy who's plays one of the main characters in some of the Raiders of the Lost Ark films. I like the original, and then also one where they're looking for the Holy Grail. He's Gimli, my favorite character in Lord of the Rings, and so many other big films and Shakespearean productions. And he joins us from the Isle of Man, where my friend Rick Linklater just finished shooting a film about Orson Welles a few months ago. I've never been to the Isle of Man, but I'm told it's very interesting. And it's just great to have Mr. Davies on with us. Thank you, sir, for joining us.
It's my pleasure to join you. As I said, it's a beautiful evening here in the Isle of Man. The sun is setting over the Irish Sea, and it's a nice, clear evening. A bit of cloud in the sky, but it's warm and pleasant and just beautiful.
Well, it's great to have you here. I mean, you don't really need any introduction, but tell us, how did you get involved in this documentary film, Reclaiming the Blade?
Well, I get sent a number of scripts, some of which are very good, some of which are pretty mediocre. This one really stuck out like a sore thumb. When I say a sore thumb, I mean a very golden thumb. It was on a subject that I'd not seen covered before, and it had a lot of material in it that I thought was unique and fascinating. Anyone who's interested in history at all will be interested in this extraordinary documentary. The sword is such an elegant symbol of so much, isn't it? The sword is a symbol of the cross. The sword is man's means of protecting himself. The sword is it's a symbol of justice. The sword is generally double-edged. The sword may... It would be the state of the art of metallurgy in any civilization. I mean, there was a fascinating story the other day. There's a very great Viking sword maker, and he signed some of his pieces. But some of them were puzzling to archaeologists because there were fragments of them. And they did some metallurgical analysis, and they discovered that somebody somewhere had been forging this swordsmith's work.
Ah.
They had produced a marvelous cutting edge with the steel that they'd produced, but it was just too hard. The real stuff was forged from the right sort of ore, brought all the way from Afghanistan, would you believe? The local stuff that had been passed off by the swordsmith was indeed very pure iron and very pure steel, but it was fragile. So imagine you spend a fortune buying this legendary swordsmith's work, and the first time you're in battle and you smite your enemy's sword, your axe shrivels up into a pile of little shards, and you think, oh dear. And the other guy looks at you and smiles and comes towards you.
Man, I was almost taken away there. I was imaging all of this and forgot I was on the radio.
It's great stuff. In a way, technology is always at the cutting edge of a civilization. And sadly, of course, much of that technology is war-inspired. But the sword was a great...
Mr. Davies, we've got a break. John Rhys Davies is our guest. This film's amazing. It's got the Sword Master from Star Wars in it.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he played Sala in the first big mega hit, Raiders of the Lost Ark. And, of course, he was Gimli the Dwarf in Lord of the Rings and so many other huge movies and a lot of other productions as well. And he's in this new film, Reclaiming the Blade, reclaimingtheblade.com. And we have Daniel McNichol coming on a little bit later to join both of us here in this hour. He joins us, of course, from the Isle of Man. And it's great to have John Rhys-Davies on with us, who needs no introduction. But for folks watching us as we stream over the web, we'll put his picture up on screen. I've got so many questions. During the break, I was bringing up the fact that Mr. McNichol told me that this does have somewhat, not even of a political message, but of a liberty message, a freedom message, you know, with this Reclaiming the Blade and about how this was something to fight back against corruption, oppression, how that freedom, that skill was lost. I guess the whole history of the blade and the sword and how important it is and people fighting for the right to own a sword has been lost. And I was asking you what your whole view on the world is.
Well, you're right, and Daniel is right. The sword is a symbol of liberty, and liberty is something that's very challenged these days. I mean, there are things that overtly challenge our civilization, and because we tend to be rather modest and rather, you know, we don't want to politically upset people needlessly. We tend to stand back a little bit, but look, Western European Christian civilization is very important. It has produced art, music, drama, theater, dance, beyond the imaginings of any other culture. It stands for the liberty of the individual, the right of the individual to think, and to the extent that he doesn't affect others, practice virtually anything he believes. It celebrates democracy. It celebrates the right of democracy over theocracy or any other isocracy. It's about the equality of men in before the law. It's also about the equality of women with men in front of the law. It doesn't assume that women are third class citizens. It has abolished slavery. You must understand, slavery is an issue that particularly resonates with me. When I was a little boy, my father was a policeman in Africa. He took me down to the dockside in Dar es Salaam Harbor in 1955, and he said, "You see that dhow there? Twice a year it comes down from Saudi Arabia. It stops in Aden, comes down the coast, goes here, goes to Beira in Portuguese, Mozambique. On the way down, it's got machine tools and machine parts. On the way back up, it's always got two or three little black boys. And these are slaves going back to Saudi Arabia. And the United Nations will not allow me to do anything about it." Saudi Arabia only abolished slavery in 1965. You know, and there is still slavery present in Saudi Arabia, I will wager. You know, these are huge, huge gains for mankind that our civilization has made. And you've got to understand that certain religions, certain faiths, certain things, they have their strengths, but in a way, the way we engage in our civilization and within our faith is the way that we turn out as people. And our civilization allows us to become rubbish, or it allows us to do almost anything. Other religions are more straitjacket in their intellectual approach to education and theocracy and things like that. But ours gives us an unassailable liberty, and we must always be prepared to defend it. You know, I'm proud to belong to Western European Christian civilization. It's a glorious tradition, and we must speak out firmly and fairly for it.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. It's fashionable for 50 years to demonize the West, to attack anything that has to do with Western culture, and to act like slavery was invented by the West when it was actually the West that began to end slavery. Why do the modern, so many modern thinkers, individuals, love to paint the West as the progenitor of slavery when really it was the West that began to end slavery? And many forms of slavery, as you said, still go on around the world. But that's okay. We only see endless films and productions about how the West is bad. The West is bad. And that's because liberty and freedom and the Magna Carta and so much more springs from the West. It is the enemy of the high-tech technocrats, I believe.
Well, there are a number of reasons why. For some reason, about 20% of the British population, I can't speak for the American population, but from about 20% of the British population really hate Britain and all it stands for. Now, these are white liberals. They're often well-educated, but they have no real understanding or caring for history, and they would obliterate history if they could. They would forget about Magna Carta, the Bill of Rights, you know, they would say that they embrace a greater freedom, but in fact, when they're in government, what they do is subtract all the freedoms that they can possibly get their hands on from the society that they're in. I don't know what you do about those 20%. I think they're just, what do they say? The treason of the clerics.
Why do they seem to always be in control? We have the same types here who claim they want all this liberty, but really they come to control. Like, it's past the House here to restrict free speech and have speech laws where if something you say hurts someone's feelings, you get arrested. I mean, how can that be happening in the United States? How can that be happening in Europe? How can this be going on?
Well, Europe has a tradition of autocracy and intolerance. America is still the last best hope of mankind. And I hope that you will learn from our lessons. But, I mean, I think in Europe, and particularly in my country, the liberal point of view is absolutely without question in public office. You daren't raise a question. Because if you do, you will be literally branded a fascist. No matter that you sort of say, well, look, these are the things I believe in, equality, democracy, these are the things. But that doesn't matter. And there are certain things that are bywords for liberalism. If you don't endorse them, then really you're a fascist.
So what do we do? Get outside the comfort zone and stop caring if they brand us and point out they are the ones behaving like fascists with the new global carbon tax? I don't want to get you involved here in a heresy. I don't want to get you burned at the stake here.
There it is. You're a fascist, you see, because you are, I detect from your tone that you are a global warming skeptic.
I'm a denier.
Or is it a climate change skeptic? Because I think the thing has moved on slightly from global warming now to climate change. Yes, well, it is true. Climate changes. That's one of the nature of being a sort of dynamic living planet, you know. I mean, I don't suppose the climate's changing too much on Venus right at the moment, you know, because the bit that near the sun is melting. That would be one of the. The real reason why the liberals, I'm only using that in the most pejorative way. There is a something else called a liberal tradition. Which
the people calling themselves liberals, you would call yourself, or I would call myself a classical liberal. I want the classical real freedoms, not their fake straitjacket. And you're being careful not to commit thought crime because some European countries do want to arrest people. Don't listen. They're now teaching that summer is abnormal and some kids don't think you're supposed to have seasons. Like you said, it's global warming. Now it's climate change. But go ahead, sir.
No. I mean, the real reason they're getting away with it is that people like me and people like you have more interesting things to do with our lives than to stand up and engage in political activity. But our situation is so dire here that I'm actually seriously thinking of standing for the British Parliament at the next election. Unfortunately, I've not lived my life in that politically correct way that one should if one's going to be a politician. I have far too many scarecrows in my closet, and I will be ripped to shreds if I do. But you know, the fault is ours. Because we were too busy, too self-important, and too absorbed with the wonderful and myriad things that we can do with our lives in this yes. glorious civilization we live in, to actually stop the cockroaches from running.
And now, I was about to say that, we've got to climb in and remove the parasites that are now arming themselves against us.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I mean, I spoke to a senior civil servant about 2 years ago, and I said, well, you know, what do you see happening? And he said, well, we will be a small part of the European Union. We will be ruled from Brussels. We will get rid of the monarchy, and we will be a small and peaceful part of Europe. And I said, well, I mean, didn't you take an oath of allegiance as a part of your thing to serve the crown in Parliament and things like that? And he said, well, I mean, I think we can dispose of that into the dustbin of history. I said, you know, in my eyes, sir, you're just a traitor. You're just a quisling and a traitor. And he smiled at me and said, well, fortunately, you can't do anything about it.
Incredible arrogance. I've run into similar things. Well, this is an amazing interview, sir. We're about to break and come back with another segment, but to continue this, in fact, I would like to get some into the film Reclaiming the Blade, which really does have contained in it a great portion of the spirit of liberty, and we're just honored that you're spending time with us today here to fight for what's left of Western civilization, which is being pulled down and under assault because those very ideals threaten the parasites that are now infest our society. But I think the sleeping giant that is those that love liberty is beginning to rise. Stay with us.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233.
1-800-237-7337 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As good as gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Davies, the legendary actor, will be with us till 40 after. Then we're going to get the maker of the film Reclaiming the Blade on with us for the balance of the time. I'm sorry we're not covering Michael Jackson and his funeral, but I think there's been enough coverage of that today. But Mr. Davies, it intrigues me. We'll talk some in the final segment about the film Reclaiming the Blade, about more of your political ideas, because I sense that you're almost exploding with the desire to speak up and say no to what's happening. Are you concerned about the European Union trying to force the Lisbon Treaty on countries that have voted it down time and time again? And the Labour Party said that they wouldn't go along with it without a vote, but now they're covertly using the bureaucracy to bring Britannia under the yoke of Europe? Or what are some of your other concerns that would make you run for Parliament?
That would be one. We were promised a referendum. We had a referendum many years ago, I think about 1976 or something like that, to enter the EU, to enter the common market. And a common market is what most of us want. Frankly, it's what most Europeans want. But not many people other than the paid bureaucrats want a close political union. Cooperation between states is admirable and wonderful, but really, I don't want to make a political statement here and be arrested and summarily extradited to Greece to stand up because it contravenes Greek law. We are trading our liberties at an alarming rate, and the only reason that this government is still in power is because Brown has been told by the EU, stay there until the Irish can have their third referendum, and this time we'll shake the pips and make it clear that they'll be bankrupt if they don't vote for an EU union. And then, of course, it becomes automatic. And theoretically irreversible. And Brown, of course, will end up getting a senior job in the EU. It is straightforward political corruption. It's corruption and treason at the highest level. And, of course, the first thing this government did, of course, when they got into power, was to remove the penalties for treason. You can no longer hang a man for treason. No. That's too unkind to him. Maybe send him to prison for 3 years, if he has to. Well,
it is treason to have now Blair about to be EU head for his treason, and they've got millions of surveillance cameras and secret police everywhere, and they're going to have climate cops with climate rationing. I mean, this is just a way for the government control freaks to literally enslave everybody. And you look at the polls, the Brits, the French, the Irish, none of them want this, but it continues to steamroller forward. Just thank God you're speaking up, and I hope many others will start speaking up.
There is a huge groundswell of resentment, and it really only needs a trigger for this to become really very unpleasant and very socially explosive and divisive.
Very unpleasant. I like the way you put that. Absolutely. Everybody worldwide wants liberty. They don't want tyranny. Speaking of the blade,
that's the sad thing. That's the saddest thing of all. Not everybody wants freedom.
I guess you're right.
Some people want their decisions made for them.
Well, it seems like I want freedom, so I think everybody else wants it. But I guess you're right. A lot of people do want to live under a nanny state control freak system. But speaking of the blade, as I'm sure you know, in England, they're trying to make you have a license now for a butcher knife, like in China. And so I guess for people to defend themselves, some people have been using swords and knives in their own homes. And when they get attacked and defend themselves, the police go persecute them. Is that because the state wants a monopoly of force and doesn't want citizens defending themselves?
It must be something like that. The police are very conscious of people taking the law into their own hands, and we understand that we can't do that. We don't want lynch mobs and things like
but
that.
But defending yourself?
Well, yes, but defending yourself, you're allowed to use reasonable force. However, if you happen to have a particularly liberal judge who's a liberal appointee or something like that, he may very well decide that, when you took that big, heavy walking stick and clubbed this lout to death with one hefty blow, that you were, in fact, infringing his rights. The fact that he had no right to be in your bedroom at 2 o'clock in the morning when you and your child and wife were sleeping in the house has got nothing to do with it. You know, you shouldn't really have done that. You should have used a more reasonable force.
No, yes, when you're getting attacked in the middle of the night, you're supposed to control yourself. Amazing, and that's what Reclaiming the Blade's all about. We'll talk about the film in our final segment with our guest, John Rhys Davies, straight ahead. We really appreciate him giving us this time in the evening.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards.
Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
You know, I forgot to tell you that Viggo Mortensen is also in Reclaiming the Blade. And this is a two-disc special. So before our guests leave you, I'm going to have the director tell you where you can get a copy of it. Well, ReclaimingTheBlade.com is one place, and it's going to hit TV and stores very, very soon if it hasn't already hit. I was lucky. I got this like 2 months ago and saw it before anybody else had. And so I'm not up to date on where it is and where it's airing, but I know it's going to be on TV or has already been on a bunch of TV stations. So we'll find out all those details with the director, Daniel McNichol, here in just a moment. But I'm telling you, I am blown away by talking to, the man who played all these great roles, that I was, such a fan of, as a kid, but even modern day. I love Lord of the Rings. I'm always talking about Washington, D.C. and, these major capitals as Mordor and the all-seeing eye of Sauron looking down on us. And John Rhys-Davies is, of course, Gimli. Will I have to run all the way to Isengard? I'm probably torturing him doing his lines.
That's a very good representation of that, yes, right. But you see, Lord of the Rings is very much about that. It's very much about a challenge coming to your civilization that will either destroy your civilization or you must rise and stand up and fight for it. And if you don't, you'll lose your civilization. And if you do, you might just save it.
Now we've got Gimli on the air with us. Gimli, what was it like working with Aragorn of Arathorn?
Aragorn, he's the best. I mean, as men go, he's just about the best. They were all a grand bunch assisting me in the recovery of that ring. I must say, they all did very well. But it is essentially a dwarf story, you know, about the recovery of the ring, with the help of hobbits and others, yes.
Well, the ring did come from below the ground, and that's the realm of dwarves.
That's right. It was our goal originally, I fear. But you've got to be careful of the concentration of power, you see. Power does corrupt, and absolute power does corrupt absolutely.
One ring to rule them all and in the darkness bind them?
One ring to rule them all and in the darkness bind them in the land of Mordor. Where the shadows lie.
Oh, my God. I really want to get you back on sometime because this has been an amazing interview. You're even got more energy in person, and it's just a lot of fun because I'm a big fan of those movies as well. And then to find out you're a lover of liberty and a patriot. Before we go to the director, and you've been gracious to stay with us while the director's on with us, we were kind of ranting during the breaks talking, and you were bringing up some of the other tyrannies that Europe and England are coming under that were outraging you and that have the rest of the citizenry outraged? What are some of the other beefs that you have with what's happening right now in Europe and England?
Well, in Britain in particular, our Chancellor, who is a man, our ex-Chancellor, who is now our Prime Minister, is a man of extraordinary self-delusion. I mean, he really did believe that his activity saved the world during the banking crisis. He is confidently saying that, you know, he will not cut public services, you know, at a time when, for instance, 100,000 private sector jobs were lost, he managed to add 30,000 public sector employees. In the end, you cannot spend your way out of debt. In the end, everyone in the private sector supports all the people in the public sector. In the end, government works for us, not for us working for the government. These are just inalienable truths. But somehow they seem to be forgotten so easily by every damn Tom and political jack. Sorry.
No, no, you're right. But it's a vertically integrated economy, and it's same in, here in the United States. Everything's collapsing. We're losing 640,000+ jobs a month, and they're expanding the size of government, and they're increasing all the taxes, and the shops are starting to all close. And the government says, we're going to hold you by your legs and like the sheriff of Nottingham and shake the shillings out of your pockets. I mean, it's almost like they want us to have a revolution. It's like they want to force us into confrontation.
Well, I don't think it's that. There is a belief that if you hold circuses and give bread and just give and give and give, then you will create an electorate that's wholly obligated to you. Unfortunately, in the end, the buck has to stop somewhere. And the only way out of it is that government will have to start printing paper. You know, and I've lived in societies where inflation has gone to 3%, 4%, 5% a day. Imagine having your life savings is $10,000. It's a good little hunk. With $10,000, you can actually do something. And in the space of 1 year, that $10,000 isn't worth enough to buy your family a meal. You imagine how mad you'd be. And that was Yugoslavia, just, what, 15, 18 years ago, 20 years ago.
Well, look at Zimbabwe. Look at other. I mean, look. In fact, all this money they've spent is guaranteed to start coming back in. We're already seeing inflation in many areas go up, even though housing's going down. It's kind of a nightmare stag inflation that's starting to set in.
Yes, indeed. And the damnable thing is, you see, in a way, spending your way out of inflation, out of depression, is a theoretically interesting way of doing it. But you have to really have growth in place, or the seeds of growth in place that will match the investment that you're putting into things. You just
instead, it all goes for bonuses to offshore banks, and the carbon tax is a wet blanket on that economy.
Yeah, carbon tax is just a load of throttle. It's just an extra way of taxing people. That's all.
And I'm sorry for interrupting you when you were getting into
matching
actual development, I guess like monorail trains, better roads. Instead, more and more just goes for debt, servicing the debt like we are Zimbabwe as everything collapses. I don't know about England. I was just over there a few years ago, but we have bridges collapsing every week. The roads are rotting. I mean, you go to stores now and the carpet's peeling up.
Well, we're now paying, I think, more for to service our debt than we spend on defense. And I've got an idea it must be rapidly approaching what we spend on education.
Amazing. Well, John.
It's terrifying.
John Rhys-Davies is our guest. He doesn't need any introduction. You know, Sala from, of course, the Raiders of the Lost Ark and other Indiana Jones films with Harrison Ford, who calls a huge star in the Lord of the Rings trilogy and so many other huge films. Before we get in the remaining minutes with the director into reclaiming the blade, you're just a very interesting man, obviously, but I mean, seriously, you really are. What are some of your other interests? What else is on your mind? What else are you working on right now?
Well, Well, I just did a little radio thing today, which is why I was a little bit late coming back. But my private passions, well, I have a three-year-old daughter who is the love of my life. I'm extraordinarily happy at this moment in time in my life. The last four and a half years have been extremely happy. I play with cars. I have a disgraceful collection of wonderful cars that I really should thin down, but it's rather like sort of working, you know, and I don't want to use the word mockingly, but it's a sort of Sophie's choice that you have to make when you try to get rid of one. I mean, you can't possibly let that one go because, well, you know, or that one, or that, and so you end up keeping them all, really. I like engineering. I like getting up in the morning and getting my hands dirty, or writing or something like that.
And you're also into swords. You're somewhat of a swordsman yourself.
I used to be. Unfortunately, I broke my back and my arm on a film set about 6 years ago. And
oh, I didn't know that.
I moved from being a fairly hard old man, really, to being an old wimp. But I have to confess that even before Daniel's thing came, I do sleep with a samurai sword beside my bed. And it is sharp. Burglars should be aware of this. I tend to swing rather heavily, just in case we get a visitor.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. So, wow, I didn't know you'd broken your back and your arm. What film was that?
Oh, it was a piece of rubbish, really, called La Femme Musketeer. But it had some nice people in it, and Michael York and the great Depardieu and a few others.
But you're doing better now. I mean, you certainly sound good.
I am good. If it wasn't for that wretched back of mine, I would be in extraordinary good health. And every time I start feeling poor me, I suddenly start thinking, you know, you could be a quadriplegic or you could be dead. Think about that, old man. And yes, suddenly my aches and pains don't seem to matter.
Incredible. You live on the Isle of Man.
Victims, pardon?
You live on the Isle of Man.
Yes, I have a place here. I've had a place here for about 20-odd years. More than that, 22 years, I think. It has been described as 70,000 alcoholics clinging to a rock in the Irish Sea. But it is a little bit better than that.
Oh, my God. All right,
if you're a motorbike man, it is heaven itself. It is Valhalla. It is where the greatest street racing takes place.
Valhalla. Yeah, Rick Linklater was over there making a movie about Orson Welles. He told me it was a really neat place. I want to visit it sometime. John Reese Davies is our guest. Let's go to the director, ReclaimingTheBlade.com. And here is the film. They actually gave me some free copies to give out as prizes. So I will just say this, that at the end of the show, I am going to give you an email address. And the first 10 emails that come in asking for one with your address, you get Reclaiming the Blade. And I guess we should spend a few minutes with the director himself, Daniel McNichol, talking about what is in this great film that got Vigo in it, and you got John, and you got so many other, the Swordmaster, the top guy in Hollywood who trained all the folks for Star Wars and so many other films. I mean, this is a who's who, but it's also pro-self-defense, pro-liberty. What a message.
Wow, what a conversation you guys have been having. I feel unworthy to chime in. You've always got great guests, so John's absolutely one of them. The film is out now. It's available, going to be soon be available at Barnes & Noble, so you can kind of walk in the store and pick those up, and Hastings, a couple other brick-and-mortar type stores, and of course it's on our website, and Apple iTunes is going to soon have it as well for digital download and all that good stuff. But it was a lot of fun to make, and working with people like John Reese Davies, legendary actors of the screen and stage, it's just I'm honored, you know, to have had the opportunity to work with these guys and just bring this story out there.
Well, I know you'd made some other, pretty big films, but I mean, even for a huge director or somebody who's had a bunch of big films, it's hard to get all these actors and all these.
I've done nothing so far. This is my first film.
I've seen you've been involved in quite a few other big productions. I guess this is your first film that's yours.
Sure.
So that's my question. How did you get all these great people together?
It starts one at a time, and it always helps to have somebody like John Rhys Davies early on believing in the script, and his name is not only legendary among the fans, but legendary among other actors and filmmakers. So having somebody like him on board.
That's right. I should add, it's narrated by John Rhys Davies.
That's right.
And he's also in the film, and then there's a extra DVD that comes with it. Correct.
Yeah. Actually, that's where our interview with John is, and of course he narrates the film, so he's performing. And then the other fellows, Vigo and Carl Urban and Bob Anderson, who was Darth Vader, we did interviews with them, of course. So
Darth Vader.
And by the way, I promise you the lightsabers are on the way. So
hey, you don't have to ply me with loot. I'm just happy to get the lightsabers to have more battles for my kids.
I know you have five for your kids or whatever, but I know the guys there will probably love them, and they're just a lot of fun. So.
I tell you, my children murder me every day with those lightsabers, so I'll be glad to get some more. Going back to John Rhys Davies, I should have made that point early on because I was aware of it. You were instrumental in getting this made and were really the first big name to come on board. Was that because you're just so into the history of the blade and reclaiming it?
I thought it was a very interesting idea. I'm quite well read, and it's not often that I read a script that actually informs me so much about areas that I had no idea existed. I thought it was really, really deserving of attention. And I'm glad that I was in some very slight way useful in getting the thing made and put together. But please do not overestimate my powers or contribution. This is Daniel's project. It was well thought, well resourced, and well serviced. He's done a grand job, and it's an interesting subject. And no matter how well you know it, there'll be detail and information there that makes you go, "Wow, I never understood that." Now that whole area is now illuminated for me.
Well, I was going to agree with you that I'm somewhat well read about history just because it's interesting, and about chivalry and different wars that happened in the Middle Ages, and then even in some of the more modern wars. And I learned a lot watching the film, and of course the extras that are in it. So folks should go to reclaimingtheblade.com and get the film with the extras, Reclaiming the Blade, with John Rhys Davies, featuring Viggo Mortensen and many, many others, Bob Anderson and Carl Urban. But in closing, Mr. Davies, I hope that we can sometime off in the future have you back on. We appreciate you giving us your precious time. I'm going to come back in the final segment and talk with the director about the film a little bit more. I wanted to ask you specifically about kind of the archetype of Mordor that wants this global domination, this total control over Middle Earth. In your research, have you ever studied the globalist and the New World Order and this whole technocratic world government that's being set up? And if so, what's your view on that?
Yes, indeed. If all our princes were true philosophers, what a wonderful world it would be. But since they're not, since they're nasty, venal, and corrupt, most of them, and some are just misguided idealists out to do the best thing and making a terrible hash of the whole thing. In the end, liberty is down to individuals and groups of individuals. Sometimes it can be expressed as a nation. The United States is still the most liberally, and I mean that in the finest way, is still the country with the greatest level of liberty and a personal sense of self-worth and self-liberty. It is the great defier of tyranny. And I think that Europe may well be sinking into an awful period of darkness and centralization and monopoly. Don't let your company do it, country do it, and frankly, it won't.
So the United States is Midas Tirith, and it needs to stand with liberty and freedom, but we need Europe as well, and we've got to stop these powerful forces that want to loot and rob us, and thanks to people like you speaking up and standing up, we may be able to do that. John Rhys-Davies, again, thank you so much for joining us from the Isle of Man.
And God bless the United States, sir. Good night.
You too, sir. God bless England over there. Take care. All right, that was an amazing interview with John Rhys-Davies. I went ahead and skipped that final break because, I mean, I was excited to have him on because I like the movies he's in. And, oh, yeah, we'll talk about swords and the history of self-defense. But that was a blow-me-away interview, plus some of the behind-the-scenes discussions going back to Daniel McNichol. Daniel, man, when you told me he was into liberty and freedom, he certainly is.
Well, you know, it's a symbol of the sword. And you know, like John Rhys-Davies, and I mean this in the kindest way, I'm a foolish dreamer. And I think we need to keep the faith. I think we need to start believing. And I think, you know, the road to destruction is wide, and the path to truth is very narrow. And I think history will be made by foolish dreamers like yourself and John Rhys-Davies and people that aren't afraid to take a chance and dream of what the future could be. And that's the exciting thing about it, you know. And ultimately, I think the strong man will be defeated by the weak and the humble. You know, that's the interesting thing about it is we've got a lot of, you know, huff and puff characters out there, and they're just going to be deflated someday, and that's exciting to me, you know.
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head. I think the key to saving the world and really letting humanity achieve its destiny is in the heart of a child, a dreamer, the imagination, the things we lose, and the supposed worldly establishment person has no belief in themselves. They just go with the fad. They go with what the system says is popular. Yeah. They just simply regurgitate on the test what they're told to say. And so they don't believe that we have any power to affect change because they don't believe in themselves.
Yeah.
And I look for all my problems. I'm not perfect at the success I've had, literally reaching probably 100 million people worldwide. I mean, my films, you know, online, 10, 15, 20 million views, they're not perfect. I mean, it's nothing like the quality of your film, but the issue is we're reaching people, and it's another testament, another example to what you can do. And so to dream is destiny, and to take action is destiny, and the establishment knows that. They have a very wicked, dark dream, and so they're moving forward with their plan, and they want us to feel like we don't have power. They want us to feel like we can't control our destiny, but I'm here to tell people, if they'll just, I mean, look at you. Like you said, you've been in a few films, worked on some films, but this was your first big film, your first film, period, and you went out and got some of the biggest names out there, and I've seen the film. It's you know, just shot with incredible cinematography. It's a very diverse film, and you just did such a great job. Another testament to simply taking action, and instead of talking about it, getting it done. So your comments on that?
Well, you know, there's an old slogan that the Marines used to say when I was growing up as a kid. It was part of their advertising, and it said, "We're looking for a few good men." And honestly, I think the Marines today are taking whatever they they're kind of getting their mitts on anything they can get. You know, never mind the few good men, but the expression, the slogan is to me very interesting. You know, we're looking for a few good men, and interestingly, in that ad campaign, they used the sword. You know, I think in the pageantry and the ceremony of the Marines, they actually use the sword.
Well, the establishment knows. They know the archetype. They know what it's really about to be alive, and they manipulate that for their own aim. Uh-huh. We have to forget about Barack Obama, George Bush, and Michael Jackson, these fake, demonic, weak things they project on our minds, and we've got to really get back to what it's all about,
right?
Standing for something and putting your life on the line.
Yeah, the wide path is, you know, it's the zombies. You know, we're looking for men of honor, men of bravery, men of chivalry, and ultimately, men of truth.
Well, I hope people will go and get the film, and I want to thank you for getting Mr. Davies on the show. You said you were going to do it and set him up for us, and turns out he's everything you said and more, and I'd love to get Vigo on the radio show, and just hope folks will go to the website, reclaimingtheblade.com, to get the film, and I'm going to give an email address out. contest@infowars.com, and the first 10 emails that come in, you will get free mailed to you. And this has also been signed, and I can't really read these signatures. Who signed these, my friend?
That would be myself and the producer.
Okay, so yourself and the producer. You can't beat that. Absolutely free. First 10 that are, well, the first 9, because I'm going to keep an extra one for myself. But Reclaiming the Blade, ladies and gentlemen, reclaimingtheblade.com. And is it going to be on television somewhere soon, or is that being worked out?
Yeah, that's being worked out this fall. Right now, TV is not buying much. I think you've noticed by turning on the TV this summer. It's been a lot.
No, it's totally imploding. I've actually had them pitch me.
Yeah, but they're hoping it'll pick back up, and they're going to start buying stuff in the fall, because they're not buying anything. It's ridiculous.
Yep.
So, but History Channel, of course, is an obvious, and History Channel in Europe and America and A&E and stuff like that. So, we're looking and talking, and Mark Cuban at HDNet and so on and so forth. He was interested in running in on his program. So, absolutely, we'll have some TV running in the fall. Blu-ray. High def this Christmas, so we're going to try to position.
Good, but folks shouldn't wait. They should get it first right now.
ReclaimingTheBlade.com. Thanks so much, Alex.
Hey, I want to thank you for coming on and thank you for contacting us. I'm flattered you're a listener, and God bless you.
The future looks very bright. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Now we just got to get some of my films to John Rhys-Davies and to Viggo Mortensen. All right, we're out of time. I want to just tell the crew, great job today. I'm sorry we didn't cover more Michael Jackson for everybody. I'm being sarcastic, folks. I actually covered it too much for my audience. People are going to complain, I'm sure. I was making fun of the whole situation and kind of documenting that. Michael Jackson, oh my God! That is coming up in the retransmission, one place, Infowars.com, on the audio streams. One place, all my sites, PrisonPlanet.com. And I want to put in a plug here at the end of the show. Please support us. I get so busy with guests and news and stuff that I don't even plug my own films. Get The Obama Deception. Get Endgame. Make copies of them. Air them on Access TV. Give them to friends and family. Have viewing parties. Get The Obama Deception. Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. My crew, myself, all of us are going to be working here around the clock for you. I'm going to be up here till late tonight working on some other films. And just thanks for all your support. It's good to be part of history. It's good to be standing up to tyranny. Whether we win this or not, nobody can say we didn't go down without a fight. Retransmission starts now. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.